John and Mike Show.
Would you like to come in here and see Buzz receive his birthday nude?
Shiloh,
he's getting cupcakes.
Stick this cupcake right between my...
Your boobs?
Yes, and see if you can eat it all.
How's that cupcake,
Buzz?
That's the best cupcake I've ever had.
And that spells credibility.
Mm. And that's from a newsman.
Mm. Way to serve him, too.
With his teeth. His store-bought
teeth. The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Eastern son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJSK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3634.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. No, who would you do call?
Incredible.
Don't call to play the name.
You're not going to believe it.
No calls to rape women.
Incredible.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
You're not going to believe it.
And don't call telling jokes.
Incredible.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, boy, it's my favorite time of day.
Yes.
When I, all by my onesies, get to introduce the man himself, Philip. Jacob, Sammy, Roger, Curtis, Otberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Before I introduce you, I just want to say happy anniversary to my wife.
Is it your anniversary today?
4 years today.
Really? Yeah, you made it. Yeah. That's what separate but equal lives will do for you.
And after 4 years, I'm still in love with the same woman.
Very good.
Please don't tell her. Yeah. A good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hainline, and all the ships at sea. Always following the rules and regulations of the prison manual to the letter.
Yeah.
Except the part about public masturbation. It's the Don and Mike Show, and now, here's Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
Here I am, all by my onesies, as we mentioned yesterday, and we're going to be talking about that in just a second. Don is out. He's going to be out tomorrow also. He's recuperating from a kidney infection, and we're going to get to a little more detail on that because a lot of people are curious about what's going on, so I'll tell you all about that. So it is me, and Rob, you threw me for a loop there right out of the chute. I didn't realize that 4 years today you're married?
It really doesn't seem like 4 years, I bet, to you. It does to me.
Hey, well, you know, I mean, basically she lives in France, doesn't she?
I don't know where she is.
I mean, this is a woman who really does. Literally, how much time do you two spend apart? Like when she's out mapping the... She works in maps, right?
She is a cartographer.
A cartographer, so she maps different places.
Right.
Doesn't she work for those GPS satellite companies?
Exactly. It's a company that actually makes the... Have you probably seen the ads for, like, Lexus and BMW?
He's nervous talking about his wife.
Sure.
Well, you know,
I like it.
You can't get any worse.
You're very cute when you do that. I mean, I know that, you know, it's kind of cute the way you said, and I love you, and it's nice.
Now you say I'm cute, now I'm blushing.
You are blushing.
He's cute all the time.
Big blushing face.
Well, Rob, you know, I know, Buzz, you've been married how many years?
25.
Don has been married how many years?
Like 19, I think.
19 years.
19.
I've been married only 6 years.
Right.
And Rob,
kids.
4, so it's foolish to ask you what the secret is since we've all outlived you in the marriage department. But, I mean, what is the
secret is let her travel.
Let her
go. And if she hasn't got a trip planned, give her one.
Now, would the poor woman be home this evening to celebrate your anniversary?
Yes, we're going to have our traditional anniversary dinner of dry chicken.
Dry chicken.
No, in all seriousness, we actually are are taking a trip this weekend to celebrate the anniversary. So we
you're going up to New York, up to Buffalo, right?
To Buffalo, New York.
Wow. And where, you know, when you're ever going to celebrate an anniversary, this is a tip for all the young married couples out there. You always want to go to Buffalo, New York.
Well, that's one of the reasons is there's a wedding there, but we're also going to Niagara Falls, which is a very traditional honeymoon destination.
Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Let me tell you something. It's fun. It's very, very cool.
It's nice.
You go down in these catacomb tunnel type things, and they give you slickers, these plastic slickers.
Right.
And then you stand underneath the falls.
Are you naked under the slickers?
You can get naked, I suppose.
Then we shall.
They'd probably ask you to leave, but you could probably do that. And they put slickers on you, and you can stand underneath the falls. I have such hay fever. Can you hear my nose?
Oh, wow.
You know what happened yesterday at the end of the show? I was going, is this the hay fever season, Buzz?
It really isn't. I mean, it's kind of over now. The ragweed count
is
down.
What's wrong with me, Buzz?
I don't know.
I'm not as sick as my my partner, Don.
That's good.
Let me get this out of the way, and I want to call Don and see how he's doing. He sounded a little better today when I talked to him. I talked to Don this morning, and for those of you that might not have heard yesterday's show, it's a kidney problem he has.
Yes.
And when Don was a child, he had lots of kidney operations.
Eight or nine,
I think, something like that. And whenever he gets any kind of infection, any kind of strep, which I think this started as a strep, it went into his kidney. He got a kidney infection. And because of the fact that he's basically down to one kidney.
That's right.
This is very, very serious stuff.
Yes.
And I guess the way I understand it is they're putting him on a combination of antibiotics to knock this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
They tried it first. It didn't work. That's why he's not here. He's hopefully going to be back on Monday. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
You know, it's very serious whenever you're messing with the kidneys at all.
That's right.
And, you know, let's give him a call and find out how he's doing, because I really, I miss him. You know, it's a lot more fun in here when he's here, and I wish he was here, and he sounded a little bit better today. Still sound a little rough, and let's see what's going on. And then after I talk to him, I'll talk about the debate.
No,
I'm not going to be political, because this will not be a I'm not going on either side.
Okay. Are you pro or anti Jim Lehrer?
200 plays
it. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I don't know if you were listening. I was just trying to give an overview of your condition for everybody that is concerned.
Very close to death's door.
Wow.
You know, you were going over the stuff that you've been through with me this morning, and I don't know if I did it justice or not, but it sounds like a little slice of pain in a big way.
Yeah, well, you know, I only have one kidney.
Right. I mentioned that, and you were on like an IV with antibiotics, right?
Yeah, and that didn't work. So we went back to the hospital today, and they pumped more of it into me. And I had more IVs, and I got more antibiotics. And the good news is, for the first time in 4 days, I've urinated with no blood.
Oh, congratulations!
That's good news.
I wish I could say the same thing. I really do. You know, it really we miss you here, and I hope you're feeling better. It's you did recognize my voice when I spoke to you this morning. Which was good.
Well, you remember I called you.
Oh, that'll do it every time.
Right.
Did you recognize his voice?
No, I really didn't, actually, when he called. So you're feeling better?
I feel as opposed to yesterday, 100% better.
Oh, now, good. During all of this, I know you've been in a great deal of agony, and a lot of the agony has been, well, need we say, down there.
Yes.
I am curious that during your recuperation period, you spent an awful lot of time at home.
I will answer you right now.
Do you understand where I'm going with
this? I have not. J-O'd one time.
Oh,
wow. You think you will now, though?
No, you want to know something, Buzz,
what?
Mike, everybody? A great deterrent to J-O-ing is looking down at your penis and seeing blood come out when you think you're taking a leak.
But on the bright side, it could result in something that looks like spin art at a carnival.
Oh, God. And you know, it's Rob's anniversary today.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah.
How many months has it been?
It's been 48 months.
Is she around today?
Yes, she is. She's actually in town. We're not letting her travel as much.
I think we should call her.
Do you want to call her?
I could not agree more.
Yeah, we should call her.
Can she get to the phone? Do you have her tied up now?
No, she's, of course, you know, being 7 months pregnant, she's at work. Send her off to work, and she'll work until the very end. We picked a hospital close to her office.
That's good.
So she'll be able to work probably on the day that the water breaks.
That's wonderful. The water breaks.
The water breaks.
He gave a nice little I love you to his wife at the beginning of the show.
Oh, Kitty, what a pussy.
I thought it was totally charming.
Oh, come on.
It was absolutely wonderful.
I said, she's not traveling. We have to play as nice to her as we can. Otherwise, it might not go well.
You know that Rob, being a real romantic guy, you know where he's taking her this weekend.
Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Buffalo, New York. Well, listen, I hope you feel better, and I hope you're on the road to recovery, and I know everybody's pulling for you to get better as soon as possible.
I do. Thank you. And I also want to say, Thank you to Dr. Giggles.
Yeah, your doctor who's working on your penis?
Yes.
That's good. And does he actually handle the penis itself when he's examining you?
Well, only because I've asked him to.
He's still got it, ladies and gentlemen. On his deathbed.
Now, you know, there's not a lot of penis. It's mainly me laying on my stomach, and they are trying to manipulate my kidney.
Oh, God. Like from the outside, or do they go up your butt?
Well, no, of course from the outside.
It just sounded like whenever you have to manipulate an organ, you have to find an orifice.
You said that with me, it always goes to the butt. You're the first to go to the butt today.
Yes, I've got a lot of pressure. That's it. You know, I'm dealing with it the best I can. But I hope you feel better. We want to get you back here as soon as possible.
God damn it, but I want to come home. And I would tell you that I'm driving my wife crazy, but she's not here. She's not been here at all. As a matter of fact, last night when the phone rang, you know, her sister Robin sounds just like her.
Right.
And it was back to school night last night.
All right.
And obviously I couldn't go, so the phone rang and she said, "Hi, how you doing?" I said, "Oh, sweetie, God, I'm in real pain." And she said, hold on, this is Robin.
Uh-oh. Oh, that is so sad.
I said, "Oh, I thought you were Frida." She said, "Why isn't Frida there with you?" I said, "Frida's not been with me but 5 minutes the whole time I've had this thing."
Wow. And that's the secret to a happy marriage. Yeah. Take it from me. Keep her out of the house.
Absolutely. You know, and me walking through the bathroom door saying to her, it's still blood. And she goes, "Well, does this mean you can't drive carpool today?"
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's a wonderful woman. She really, really wants me to get well just so I can drive carpool in the morning.
Now, there's no blood. Does that mean also there's less pain?
No, I will have pain for a couple more days, they tell me.
Oh, God, all right.
See, it's nothing like when I was a kid, I had 13 operations. I had Wilms' tumor when I was a kid. Right.
What is that?
I had Wilms' tumor when I was a kid.
Wilma's tumor?
Wilms. Which is pediatric cancer.
Okay. Right. Okay, all right.
So I had cancer in one of the kidneys, and apparently, you know, thanks again to my wonderful parents, who apparently got a doctor from Mexico, because rather than just take out the entire bad kidney, he just took out half of it.
Oh, my God.
So now when I go to the doctors now, they take x-rays of me, and they go, "Wow, who did this to you?"
Oh, no.
And they call other doctors in to look at the x-rays.
Oh, God.
Hey, look at this. He's got one kidney here, and he's got half one on the other side that's not really working.
So they should have taken the other one out entirely.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even work?
No.
Wow, it's just like a hood ornament.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's
and eventually
horrible.
I'm just going to reach up there myself, scoop it out, and sell it on eBay.
That'd well, you're going to get a new one eventually, right? You want to get a new one?
Well, no, that's a worst-case scenario.
Oh, okay.
Is that I get a new one. But I'm on the list.
Well, Rob has already said that he would give you both of his.
You can have them like crazy. I don't need them.
You have to be, you know, simpatico. You have to be one of those deals where you're a like donor.
Well, I can do that. I can change. I'll change my diet. I'll do everything.
He's like a chameleon, absolutely.
A universal donor of kidney. I've already given away like 8 or 10 in my life. I got a zipper.
They grow back?
They do. They just keep coming back.
It's like Charlie's fingers.
Well, listen, man, I hope you feel better. And we will check in with you tomorrow. You know, I'm not going to be bothering you on the air, but I do hope you feel better. Okay?
Well, I got nothing else to do.
All right, well, call anytime if you feel like it. I'm going to talk about the debate, and I want to forewarn you, I'm not going to say anything on either side politically. It's
well,
be,
go ahead, get a shot in, because we both know who won.
My comments will be totally neutral.
We both know who won.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that.
And, Don, before you go, I have a little something that I think might cheer you up.
Okay. Don, welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, Rob, won't you come on in? Mike, come on in.
Absolutely.
Won't you come on in?
Hey, Mike, were you watching our show today?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it. I got there. You'd be shocked to know this. You know, the fact that you're not here has not changed my leisurely arrival schedule at all.
You son of a bitch. they ran it again today during One Life to Live.
That's the second day in a row you've called me a son of a bitch, so I know I'm doing something right. I came rolling in. In fact, we didn't, you know, it was kind of quiet time. It was Rob and myself up in the office just holding hands.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, this should let you know how good I am feeling today as opposed to the last 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh. Right.
I did call Channel 7 today.
Oh, good for you.
At 2 o'clock to complain that Peter Jennings was talking about whatever the goddamn war is going over in Palestine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I called to ask how come my story wasn't on.
And you were mother and father?
No, I was just me today.
Just you?
Just me. I said, hi, I'm bedridden. The television is my friend.
Oh, my God.
Where's my story? Where's my one life to live?
You're really a shut-in now is what you are.
Yes, I am.
You're an effective shut-in.
Welcome to my world.
Are you off the, Buzz, you've been, hey, does this make me officially now the healthiest guy on the show?
I don't think so. You've been in also.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Rob, sad to say, Rob may be the healthiest man there.
Jesus Christ. That's a sad statement right there.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right, well, feel better, okay?
I shall. Thank you, boys.
I'll talk to you later on.
Hurry back.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's Don Geronimo, and you get the whole update on his health situation. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Now, not to be mercenary, okay? But, I'll tell you right now, we go out and we do these little things on the weekend occasionally, and there's a little, talent fee involved. Apparently. And they said, Don's probably not going to make that thing on Saturday, so would you like to stay a little longer? They said this to me, and they said, would you like to stay a little longer? And then, you get his fee. I'm like, oh, yeah sure, because I'm greedy that
right.
way, And then I find out that offer was taken off the table, and I got some good news that my good friend Buzz Burbank will be there. Are you going to be at the Toys for Big Boys thing on the weekend?
I will see you there. And, of course, nobody wants Don to get better, faster, anyone than me, but...
I think if Don's motivated.
I'm looking forward to that.
If you want to take money out of Buzz's pocket, you want to get well soon. But you and I will be there with the Playboy Bunnies on Saturday at the Toys for Big Boys. We'll tell you more about that later. Now, I mentioned the debates.
Yeah.
Right? I watched the debate last night. Anybody else watch the debate? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, his first appearance of today, I always like to recognize him when I'm here by myself, Charles Loring Broyhill.
That was almost like an Al Gorsai he did.
I called Charles today. I made a call to Charles today.
Lisa's going
to
be there, too.
What's that?
Lisa will be there, too.
Is she getting paid, too?
Of course.
Oh, wow. Everybody's getting a piece of the pie, huh? I called Charles today to... just to do what I think I'm supposed to do, which is to check in with him and find out how everything's going, all the plans for the show and stuff like that. And I just want to tell you, it's an interesting dynamic when I'm trying to communicate with you. It's fascinating. It really is.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Is it anything like the on-air communication?
Well, I don't normally have to deal with Broyhill. I don't have to call him. And I always wonder, Don, is Don really, experiencing this, or is he tweaking it up a little bit when he's talking to Charlie? Don doesn't tweak it up a bit. I mean, talking to Charlie. Charles Broyhill is just a pure labor. I immediately, when I call him, go on the defensive. I go, hi, how you doing? What's going on? Okay. Nothing.
And that puts the ball right back in your court.
I mean, okay. Did we get Tony Perkins for today? I haven't gone through the Rolodex to get the number yet. And I'm like, okay. So is everything all set? Anything else I should know?
No. Everything's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, it's like doing a bad interview.
Yeah, well, as you know, Charlie and I are partners, and we have sort of a magic when we talk, and the first thing you need to learn is to embrace the awkward silence. That's what Charlie lives for.
That's right.
He loves the awkward silence.
So, in other words, when you say embrace it, like when he says to me, nothing, I just maybe should take a deep breath and pause and not feel that awkward moment. I mean, I've known
your answer.
How long have I known you?
15 years.
I've known you for 15 years. I swear to God, I'm not lying when I tell you today was awkward. It was very awkward. I didn't quite know what to say. I was very ill at ease with him.
You mustn't let that...
I like it on the air. I don't like it off the air.
That gives him a point.
What?
That was our conversation last night at dinner.
Our conversation at dinner was interesting.
We had no problem speaking then, did we?
We didn't have any problem speaking at all. It was much better. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
That was the good part.
Okay.
Okay, please leave.
Okay.
I don't like having
you and what's
here.
His name need to finish.
I'm much more comfortable with him in here right now. Thank you. There you go.
See, that's the magic right there. You just saw. You got a thick slice of the magic.
Embrace it.
Love it.
All right, I want to talk about the debate. I don't want to say who won.
Right.
All right, I'll admit, I thought that Bush did a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm like everybody else. I shouldn't say that, but
no,
I'm going to say it because it was true. I thought it was his format, like everybody says. But you know what pisses me off?
What?
And I'm so sick of it. This undecided BS.
What network did you watch?
I watched NBC.
On ABC, they also did the undecided thing.
Now, I am sure. Now, here's the deal. If Americans can't see through this crap, they are stupid. Let me tell you, these people who are the great undecided... This is a relatively new phenomenon.
Yes, it is.
In coverage of American politics.
This is Sam Huff. Interviewing people who claim to be undecided.
Is he undecided, Rob?
About many things, including the election.
I saw him the other day at the golf
tournament. You should have asked him who he was supporting.
Sam, are you undecided? they do this, but here's how they get you. All right, the thing about this is that first of all, I watch it because I'm sucked in. Now, if they're using it for political junkies that watch these things, and you want to see the immediate reaction to the debate, you get sucked in. You say, okay,
right.
let's see who won. Let's see what these people. You rapidly become aware of the fact that two things are at play here. That A, these people are not undecided at all. That
right.
They have an agenda, and they really probably have a candidate that they want to support, and they want to come out on national television and do it.
Right. Sure.
Or B, they just like being on the TV.
I think that's your ticket
right
there.
I think you're right on both counts.
The two people today that I saw on the Today Show, the two people today, this irritated me because I think this is one guy from St. Louis. And this guy comes on, and he was there last week too.
Still undecided,
and it is so transparent because it was either Katie Kirk or Matt Lauer. They say to him, "So, has this debate changed your mind once and for all?" And you see him noodling through. You know, no, it has not, Katie. I am still undecided. I'll probably have to see the next debate. You'll have to put me on the TV again. It pisses me off because I think it's totally crap. I think it makes I'm sure some of the people are legitimate, but I think most of them are not.
Yeah,
really,
you're right.
On Channel 7, ABC last night, they changed the set because the last time they showed the undecided voters, it was almost like a high-tech jury box.
And some of them are better than others. I mean, some of them are you really get the village idiots who I think are undecided because there's just not a lot of mind there, you know? I mean, there's the one guy, I swear to God, they went to him. It was some junior reporter. It was
right.
the backup lady on the Today Show News. Whatever her, Sarah Jane.
The one right behind Ann Curry.
Behind Ann Curry. And after they got rid of Jodi Applegate.
Man,
she was bringing up the rear of Jodi Applegate.
Quite a load.
Yeah, right. And so they go to Sarah James, and they interview this one guy. He said, "Now, who did you favor in the debate?" And you see the guy go, I don't know. I think they both had some civility.
Civility.
And I don't know. You know, and I swear to God, and I'm sitting there going, here are the people that were watching to decide. You know,
make some breaks.
And it really, I don't think they have any influence on people, but it just irritated me.
And also last night on ABC, they are down to less undecided people. And they said, well, some of our people from last week couldn't make it for personal reasons, but others are because they have decided.
Yeah, they have decided.
They have decided, so they're no longer welcome on the living room.
So what they're saying really is the report. What's that, Buzz?
I was just going to say, and some of the people in that jury box are producers for Dr. Laura.
That's right.
That's crap. And they're professional undecided people. I mean, if you're a struggling actor, if you're somebody out there in Hollywood and you just go to where they set the TV truck up and you say, excuse me, I am undecided. How do you think? I'd love to know the details of how this is like one of those contests, you know, for jamming oldies.
Yes.
It's totally a scam.
I think you also have to be a Hall of Fame linebacker to get in on that.
I'm undecided. It irritated me. And I guess now we have one more debate to go. And I'm a junkie. I'm a political junkie. But, you know, it's no secret. My guy lost.
This has got to be the tiebreaker in this next debate.
Yeah, well, who knows? Well, we'll have to wait and see.
I do have one question about your guy.
I bet they'll all be decided after the next debate because there will be no more TV.
They're going to have to.
But wait a minute. On election day, they probably bring him back and put him on TV.
Sure, of course.
So if I'm doing it for that reason, I'm still going to be undecided and say, I am undecided.
The people you need to watch out for are the ones that are undecided after they voted.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I pulled the lever, but I was not really sure why.
How is it that Gore last night looked even more plastic than normal?
Now, stop it, you.
I mean, did you not notice that?
We're not checking sides. I'm really keeping it in check. I'm trying to really keep it together. I know where you line up.
Well, I also thought that Bush looked shiftier last night.
That's okay.
I thought he looked a little shifty.
Thank you for your balanced comment.
But did you not think Gore looked a little more plastic?
I thought they both. I think the whole thing sucks.
The whole thing's fun.
I'm very depressed. I'm very, very depressed about being an American today. I can't help myself.
I'm undecided about being an American.
Call Rob Spiewak. We'll see him in the next TV audience.
I just don't know.
Now, listen, we are here. We got a big show planned today. It's a very, very big show for Mr. 40. I'm not sure whether he's coming in or we're going to have him on the phone.
Right.
But today on the show, we are going to give away a trip for two to Detroit.
Yes.
To see the Tyson-Galata fight.
Mm-hmm.
The trip includes round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, and tickets to the event, courtesy of Comcast Cox Cable and District Cable Vision. Now I just found this out today, too. This has to be a local person from the D.C. area.
Oh, okay.
Very depressed about that.
Well, it could also be Baltimore, I'm sure.
Okay, Baltimore. So you got to be in the kind of the general area.
Yeah.
And you have to be a guy. There are lots of restrictions on this guy.
That's right.
And you have to write a poem for Mr. 40.
So you have to be a male poet in the D.C.
male poet
area.
We've got some hot male one-on-one poetry coming in
here.
So if you'd like to write a poem for Mr. 40, we would love to have you. Also on the show today, we're going to try to talk to Tony Perkins, my friend Tony Perkins.
Cool.
Good Morning America. He will be here. And also an edition of the Highway Love Connection.
Ooh.
That's coming up on the show. And the grossest man in America will be here. Don is not here today. I say that because... we've had a little turn of the corner in my house with my daughter, Catherine.
Uh-oh.
My daughter, Catherine, is 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
She is, she's, you know, just wonderful.
Yeah,
I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm some sicko, but when I'm sleeping, I sleep in my boxers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's what I wear to bed. I don't sleep in the nude. I wear my boxers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, recently, you know, in the morning, both daughters come running in and they say, hello, Daddy. Well, my daughter's got this thing now where she will come running in the morning, and if I sit up, she will stop dead in her tracks, and she will look at me without a shirt on.
Yes.
And she will say, gross. She looks at me, and it's like she's, you know, when she was real little, it didn't matter. You know, you got a little baby, you know, you can walk around in your underwear, pick up your baby and hold him and stuff like that. 5 years old, now she goes, you know, what will she do when she's 20? No, I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, she comes in and the other day, and I said, hello there, give me a hug. Come here, Catherine, give me a hug. And I reach out, and she goes, no. I said, why? I said, no, you're gross.
Now,
oh my God.
Not to make too much of this, but
I don't have any hideous, like, discoloration or anything like that.
Have you asked her why she thought you're gross?
No, it's obvious. She just doesn't like, you know, Daddy. She goes over to the dresser, and she reaches in the drawer, and she picks out a T-shirt for me to wear. And she actually, she's got this thing about it. Now, my other daughter, who's 3, Elizabeth, is fine. You know, she comes in, doesn't matter.
She'll learn.
She'll come around.
Talk to your sister.
And she is really the thing about Catherine is you just gotta go with the flow. You'll know this when when's your baby doing it?
It is due December 15th, which puts us about 9 weeks out. We're very, very close.
That's very cool. I'll tell you right now, I think it's kinda cute. But she will go over to the dresser and she said, Daddy, wear this one. Wear this special T-shirt over here. This is the one. Put it on now. And I try not to
make the scary torso go away.
I try not to get a complex, but it's you know, it's very difficult not to. So I love her, and Catherine, I love you, and Daddy's not gross. Anyway,
good luck.
What else I want to talk about? I wanted to mention again. I touched on this a little bit yesterday, but my fantasy football team is on the block.
That's right. You've got a fire sale going
fire
on today,
sale
right?
On my fantasy team. I want everybody to know if they're listening today. Everybody that is in the WJFK, including Charles Broyhill. Mm-hmm. Charlie, come in here. I want to talk to you about this. Everybody that's in our league, I am ready. I am ready to dip. If there's been a fire in my fantasy football team.
Every player must go. Our prices are insane.
Gary Collins, Drew Bledsoe, Ron Dane. Trying to think who else they have. Antonio Freeman, Terry Glenn, all of my players, they're up for grabs. Up for grabs for anybody that wants them.
Who would you say is your best player? Who's the best one? The one that you can really make a killing on?
Nobody.
Really?
Did you really, when you came in yesterday, did you really hate all the players I offered, the receivers?
I thought you still had Jimmy Smith.
I don't have Jimmy Smith. I should have kept Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
If I kept Jimmy Smith, I would have been. I've got, all right, here are my guys. I got Kerry Collins.
Fire sale.
Fire sale.
Fire sale right here. I got Kerry Collins. I've got Ron Dane, the running back. I've got Dorsey Levens from the Green Bay Packers.
He's very good.
You really know football.
I do. I don't, but I'm trying to help.
Dorsey, you're being very helpful. I appreciate that. I'd like to take some. Oh, what's our phone number? Yeah, that'd be very, very nice.
That is 1-877-365-3636.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Happy anniversary to Carrie. I do want to put Carrie on the show today.
We'll give her a call tomorrow.
I want to find out how she's doing with the pregnancy. And I'd really love to get a window. Well, you know, I'm filling time, Rob.
I know.
I'd like to really get her in, and find out what it's like being married to you. So anyway, what I wanted to ask you, is there anybody that I've mentioned that you would even the slightest way be interested in?
None.
Wow. He's so helpful.
And my team sucks, too.
Mm-hmm. What's your record?
I'm 4-2.
Get out of here. All right, get out again. I like kicking you out of here.
Forfeit.
What, is anybody answering phones back there?
No, because we're in here helping you.
All right, get out. Now, both of you, Lisa, go answer phones. Everybody, go answer phones. I want to take phone calls.
Leave.
Right.
Please. There you go.
All right, so nobody's going to do anything for my fantasy.
Apparently not.
It's a fire sale.
And the final thing I wanted to talk about here before we break, I do want to mention one thing that we're doing something. My wife and I are doing something, and I need advice, not probably from you two, but from anybody that can help me here. We're thinking about, Don talked about this a few years ago. I don't think it was even months ago. I think it was a few years ago. He talked about motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, we've been out, we'll be cruising around on the weekend, and we will drive by the one of those Harley places. And yesterday on the, I think on the Liddy show, there was some Harley guy in here.
Right.
And so I came to him, and I see the Harley thing, and I started talking to him. And we are giving some serious thought to buying a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Well, you'll have to take that class.
Well, I want to, but the thing about that class is it takes like a million years to get on a waiting list, and I'm not sure I want to do that. So, any advice? Or silence, gentlemen.
Get on the list and decide when it comes up, when it's your turn.
Even better.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle, Buzz?
No.
Rob?
I was burned by a motorcycle tailpipe when I was very little, so I don't care for
that. Oh, Rob, we don't want to hear about that.
I was hideously deformed.
That was a horrible experience.
No, what you need to do is show up to this class. It's
your
like
butt
Saturday
was
morning.
Bleeding and you were drinking cranberry juice.
All I had was...
You know, serious about cranberry juice, that's what Don's drinking.
That's right.
Cranberry juice right now. I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, because I don't think of myself as in midlife, even though technically I probably am. I'm 41 years old, but I've always wanted to get a Harley. I always have wanted to do this, but I don't want to wait like 6 months. I want it now!
Well, it's a Saturday morning class, right?
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, they said March or April, or like February or March is when the class opens up. And
that's what they want you to think. Just show up. Have your money in hand. Say, listen, pal, here I am.
I want a tutor. I want a private tutor.
Get that kicker we had in here.
No.
What's his name?
No, the thing is that I found this about people that if you can find somebody that's going to teach you how to ride a motorcycle,
right?
It's not necessarily going to be somebody that wants you to be learning on their motorcycle, you see?
I see.
So what you need to do is you need to find somebody that's got four or five bikes or somebody that's like a collector
right.
or doing something or somebody that actually does this for a living. And the guy that was from the motorcycle place yesterday,
right.
he said he knew of some people, but most of these dealerships when you go to, they say you have to get in line and wait with everybody else. I think really even though it would be fine to take the course, I think I might need some individualized special attention.
You know who knows how to drive a motorcycle is John Pop.
John Pop.
Wouldn't he be a great guy?
Would he teach me, do you think?
He might.
I
and
bet he would.
He did some advertising for a motorcycle shop around here, and perhaps he has an in. John Pop might be the guy to call.
I don't know. I'm excited about it, though. It's something I seriously want to do.
Go
I want to try it, and I'll give you all rides.
They say when you want a fat boy, call John Pop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Welcome to the other side, man.
Well, I can't tell you that it's 100% certain that I'm going to do this. But right now, I'm thinking about it, and it's something that, my wife's kind of into it, too. She doesn't mind tooling around on the back of a motorcycle, and it's something that I've always had, I think a lot of guys do that, have a little fantasy about that.
Sure.
It might be fun. So you're a biker?
Yeah, I'm 38. I've had four Harleys. I wouldn't recommend anything but...
What's the most, what is something that I need to, they always talk about, is it turning slow, that if you turn super slow, you wipe out or something like that?
Oh, if you turn slow and you actually turn the handlebars, your bike's going to fall over.
Ah.
And riding a bike, you don't actually turn the handlebars, you lean into your turns. That motorcycle safety foundation course, the basic course, which if somebody told you there's a waiting list, that's just not accurate. Most community colleges offer it routinely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they also do it on Friday nights. They have a classroom on Friday nights, don't they?
Yeah, but there's about 4 hours of class time, and then the rest is road time, which is where you'll get the absolute best experience. No matter who you ride with, you don't want to try to have someone teach you how to ride.
Okay.
It's a very personal thing that you get a feel for, and through good education.
You mean you don't want to have like an individual tutor?
No, you can't have somebody sitting behind you saying, turn left, turn right, you're going too fast.
Well, what if somebody just, gives me the ropes and stuff?
Right.
I just don't know if I like the idea of being out there with, 60 people and stuff like that. I want it now.
Of course.
Very true.
And the guy said that there are people that do that, so, I mean, who knows? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I'm not sure.
And if you are around 60 people, that's 60 people that could conceivably laugh at you if you do fall down.
Okay,
you,
that's cool. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
59 people you could laugh at if they fall down.
Very true. You see the glass.
Well, a buddy of mine, a buddy of mine calls them donor cycles.
Yes.
You get your best organs from motorcycle riders. You want a good heart. Yeah, Don was talking about kidneys before.
Kidney.
You want
right.
a good kidney. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know there's a place in Clinton, Maryland called Street Eagles.
Street Eagles?
To rent a Harley.
And if you, well, you have to have a license, don't you, to rent them?
Well, if you're getting somebody to teach you, they're going to have a license.
Well, I mean, but the place...
And you can get that guy to rent the bike for you.
Yeah, but I see, I think in
and
order...
And then you get the chance of finding out which bike you really want.
But I think if you rented a bike and you went to rent the bike to teach somebody the bike and then the guy tipped the bike over and wrecked the bike because he was learning on a rented motorcycle, the rental company probably wouldn't like you to do that.
That's what insurance is for.
That's true. They're probably insured.
All right. Well, who knows? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I got a quick suggestion for you. I've been riding since I've been 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 29 now. What I suggest you do is go look in the one app book, get yourself a nice reasonable dirt bike.
Right.
That has the gears.
Mm-hmm.
Go out in the field, you know, so get the use of your main problem is getting the use of how to shift gears and use the clutch and everything.
Right.
And it's best for you to learn on your own, like David Caller said.
I've already bought the leather pants.
Well, then you're halfway home.
You've had those for years.
I bought the leather pants with it, and I will not be wearing jeans with them. I'll be just wearing the leather pants, and I'll be completely naked underneath.
They're buttless?
Buttless leather pants, and I'm very excited about that. Let's take a call. This is another individual who's interested in riding motorcycles. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hi. Listen, I am.
Hi. Who's this? Who's calling?
Hold on, let me turn on my radio. Now, let's take a call. Hello?
Sir, turn your radio down.
Hey,
For the love of God.
I just wanted to say that I think that talking about motorcycles is like talking about wrestling.
Really?
That I believe.
Well, you know, I was kind of fishing to see if I could actually find somebody that would help, but you're absolutely right.
I'm just going to make a prediction that Mike is going to have a meltdown on this in the next 10 minutes.
You think that we're going to get like NASCAR calls, and when we talk about NASCAR, it's going to be the same thing?
The same genre of NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
wrestling,
right.
It's the same with motorcycles.
Well, you know, I'm actually, I've done a little meditation before today's show, so I can be a kinder, gentler person today. And you're saying 10 minutes?
10 minutes, Steve.
I think I can go 12. I swear to God, I think I can go 12.
You want me to start a timer?
Do you, are you still interested? Would your wife ever let you get a motorcycle?
No, you remember my mom and
we could go riding together. We could do it together, buddy.
I can't do it. I promise her I wouldn't do it.
Mm. What if Mike got a motorcycle with a sidecar, would you be allowed to sit in the sidecar?
Yeah, we could like tool around like the two fat ladies.
Only if it was like Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
You know, Robin had that thing on his where he could disengage it and it became a little go-kart.
And you know, if you have a sidecar, you really don't have to know how to ride a motorcycle.
Right.
I mean, it's just like riding a car.
And you and I would both have to get those leather Snoopy and the Red Baron helmets.
Exactly.
And, of course, the leather chaps without pants.
And the big scarves around our neck.
It'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be great.
Well, I promise you I will not have a meltdown. I promise.
Well, no. I just wanted to get some money done on that.
Okay. I can see. I'm looking at the screen. You know, I never look at the screen. And now I'm looking at the screen. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more calls about Harleys here.
Right.
And let's go take them.
Meltdown City.
All right. Well, feel better.
I am. Bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Timer's running.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Hi.
I could jump on the back of a bike with you, and we could ride through Latta, South Carolina, and flip off a cop.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. This Latta, South Carolina, this is weirding me out. Is this anybody that's like, knows that guy that always calls me about Latta?
Excuse me. I am that guy
that
always calls you about Latta.
Now, were you doing a lady's voice?
Yeah, I was. Did I have you fooled?
Yes, you did. Let's hear it again. Let's hear the lady's voice.
Oh, let me see if I can get back into it. How do I sound now?
Is this the same guy that called us like a week ago?
I don't think so.
I'm the same guy who's been calling you for the last probably 5 years on that.
But are you also the guy that did the lady's voice last week?
No, I don't think I did that last week.
That's the second good...
I think I would have remembered that.
You had me fooled. You had me fooled. Now, how do you know about this whole thing in Latta?
Okay, I'm...
I mean, come
up,
clean.
I'll
yes.
mess up this whole thing to you now. I just... I've been a listener of you guys for like 9 years, but I live down in Charlottesville, and the radio station you used to be on, you're no longer on. You haven't been for about 5 years, and I had to listen to you guys on JFK, which would come in sometimes. Sometimes it wouldn't. And they've got a religious station on now that completely drowns out, but every now and then I would just call even though I couldn't hear the show, and I'd get through, and you'd be amazed how many times I actually got through just doing different voices.
Oh.
And anyway, I've got a good memory. I grew up down in South Carolina, and I know that little town. It's hard to believe you drive through there.
I got
I got stopped. I got a speeding ticket.
Oh, I remember when you talked about that. I think that was 93 or 94 when
there
you
was
talked
one time,
about that.
You know, first of all, South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina. If you're ever driving down there.
It is South Carolina.
I mean, I have friends. I tell this story all the time. That five of my buddies are, there were five guys. They were all cops. They were riding down on a golf trip down to Myrtle Beach. And as one of the cops tells me the story, they had five badges in the car. And they were pulled over by, I think, a South Carolina state trooper.
Right.
And they didn't let them off.
No.
Five badges in the car. You know, it's like we're all law enforcement officers. Like,
well, I'm still going to give you.
Got to make that quota.
Ticket.
So, got to make that quota.
I mean, you don't want to miss. And Latta is where I got stopped. And I think that's where, you know, it was festive. It was the beginning of the vacation, and that's where actually I had the cop pull over. I said, oh, you know, we had a new camera. I said, can I have my picture taken with you?
But, Mike, you know, the amazing thing about that town doesn't look big enough to have a sheriff, let alone three cop cars, but every time you go through there,
and
there are three
there.
Damn cop cars.
Oh, because that's their, I'm sure that's like how they generate income for their town. They're sitting there off to the side of the road. And the guy, you know, hey, it was a cool guy. He gave me the ticket, and it was a steep fine. It was like something like a $75 fine.
That sounds about right.
But the guy was very cool and had his picture taken. I still have that picture. I don't know where I put it.
Take the picture. Boo!
All right, well, thanks for calling, and stop busting my chops.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Yes.
This is Phil in Sacramento.
Phil? Phil Connor?
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
How you doing?
You know, about 5-6 years ago, a friend and I decided we were having a midlife crisis, and we rode Harleys from California to New York in a week.
I hate that term, midlife crisis, but I guess it's what I'm having.
No, but we were having one. And, you know, I hadn't been on a street bike since I was a kid. Hadn't been on one in probably 20 years. Went and took the course. And my advice to you, my friend.
Yeah, my friend?
Hey, my friend.
Yeah, little buddy.
Take the course, little buddy.
All right, little buddy, I'll take the course.
Thanks,
Patango.
3,530 miles in 7 days, I laid the bike down in Manhattan.
Now, when you say laid the bike down, that means you crashed?
Sort of. We're pulling away from a stoplight.
That's right.
The left lane.
Isn't that motorcycle? That's motorcycle speak. What did Don say 10 minutes before I have a meltdown?
Yeah, it's only been six.
All right, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Is this a real woman? Is this a real woman, or is this a man imitating?
Some sort of mock woman.
It's a woman.
You're all woman?
I am all woman.
All right, I'm a little edgy after that last call. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that your sex life will go through the roof if you get a Harley.
Why? Really? Why?
My fiancé rides one, and the amount of vibration that a Harley gives off is enough to set any woman off.
So, in other words, after a long ride, that's when the women get all hot and bothered?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Huh. Oh.
What about a man? What will the vibration do to him?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, have you ever talked to your significant other and asked whether the vibration goes up through the private area?
I'm sure. I would assume it would.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since he bought the Harley, she saved a fortune on D batteries.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I want to tell you.
That's wild.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Right here.
How you guys? How you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Doing. I have actually a opportunity for you, Mike. Both my office mate and myself ride, and we've gotten several friends into it as well.
Is this like your life partner?
No. We're just good friends. We've been friends.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, I mean,
it could
I'm
be.
Sure there's a. I'm sure you know. The one thing I know about biker groups, aren't there like gay bikers, dentists on bikes, doctors on bikes.
I mean, I've run into a couple gay bikers. It was actually pretty scary and funny all on its own.
Were they big guys? Big, strong guys?
No. Actually, he was
with rippling muscles.
Pretty effeminate guy. It was actually quite funny.
We're just turning down here. Now, let's rev your Harley. Fantastic. We're going on a lovely ride through the countryside right now.
Be careful not to set that down. That has got a fabulous vibration. Wonderful.
All right, so you said you have an offer?
Yeah, actually, do you guys have access to the internet there in the station?
Yes.
Hand
crank, but we have it. Yeah, we do.
Okay. If you go to www.geocities.com /MDRacer76.
Too long. Write it down and mail it to us.
Yeah, mail it to us. That's a good idea. Hello, Don and Mike. So we got a break, but let's take one more call.
And then we might move away from this subject of Harley.
You've done great for 8 minutes, Mike.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, Mike, you remember the world's two fattest twins in the Guinness Book of World Records? That's what you and Don would be like if you got motorcycles.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Well, I think we're going to get them anyway. But
But we, you know, Don's lost a lot of weight, and I'll have you know, my friend, that I have lost 20 pounds.
Attaboy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. You would look like Billy Bob then, as opposed to Billy Ray.
No, no, no. Come on. Give me my props. Come on.
You'd be living my dream if you do it, my friend.
All right, I'll
go
do
for
that.
It.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
All right.
I'm glad he called. He reminds me of the Guinness Book's World's Stupidest Man.
There we go. All right, well, we got to take a break. Big show today. Lots going on. We'll have Mr. 40 a little bit later on in the show. Highway Love Connection. We'll go through the tabloids and perhaps Mr. Tony Perkins from Good Morning America. And right now, we will take caller number 100 at 877-365-3636. We will be right this after back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
That somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
We are back, and it's time to go right to the phones to get caller numero 100. Got a great prize on the line right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, call 100.
What?
Call 100.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're calling number 99. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, close.
Very close. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's take another one. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. See, everybody gets depressed. Never quit. Don't quit, Tina. Keep trying.
You'll never win.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling. Wait, caller 100?
So are we?
Caller 100?
Caller number 100?
Yeah.
Caller 100.
Yes, it's you. Congratulations.
Are you kidding me?
What's your name, sir?
Tony.
Tony, where are you calling from?
Edgewater, Maryland.
Tony, you have won a Tyson versus Galata t-shirt, courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cable Vision. Tyson versus Galata is in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event, okay, Tony?
Great.
Congratulations. Hold on the line, all right? Tony?
Yeah.
Tony? Are you there?
Yeah.
You okay, Tony? Tony,
yeah.
is everything all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Got a lot on his mind, this guy, Tony.
Have you been trying for a long time, Tony?
I never get through. I mean, I'm a caller 50, 60, 70, never 100.
Okay, well, hold on the line, all right, Tony? Because really, it was a slice of heaven talking to you. Okay, that is Tony. In just a second, we're going to do something I don't think we've ever done on the show before.
Okay.
We're going to have a chat with one of the spouses of we've talked. Marcia's been on the show before. My wife briefly has been on the show before. Yeah. You know, Marcia and Laura probably don't get a real charge out of being on the radio.
Right.
And we have never. I don't think we have ever spoken to Carrie on the radio.
You know, her voicemail has been on once because I don't even know if the story's been told that she actually the first time she ever heard my voice was your voice.
Oh, really?
You left her a gag voicemail.
Hi, Carrie. Exactly. Now, I've got to be honest and say I heard you speaking to her during the break because you were calling her to tell her, give her the heads up to say that we were going to call her. And there was a little trepidation there. She said, nothing dirty.
Exactly.
Now, she's uptight about this. She doesn't want
to be, you know, put in a corner. I mean, you
now,
know.
I want to get the ground rules straight before I do this because obviously, you know, my job here is to entertain as best I can. And I want to ask you, it's nothing dirty about her, right?
Right. I mean,
if I want to talk about you, which is really what I'd be wanting to talk about anyway.
I don't think you'll get her to answer anything uncomfortable. She may shy away from a question about myself if you go too far, or I may accidentally, you know, these phones, how they are. There might be a disconnection. You never can tell.
Let me pause and just collect myself, and then we'll call Carrie in a second here. But, you know, Rob and I had a wonderful time last night. We had the fabulous, just earth-shatteringly exciting, incredible, wonderful party at the station. The going-away party for our engineer, Dan, and David, one of our sales guys who's going away, and boy, you know, let me tell you something, those parties really sizzle, don't they?
We know how to do it, don't we?
You know, even when I got home, I had a hard time going to bed because I was just so wound up from all that.
Well, Rob and I are on the same diet, so we were like, you know, a lovely gay couple sharing a piece of meat together.
I saw that.
They brought it out, and, you know, I said to Rob, now get a little plate, bring it over here, and here, you can have part of my meat, and we shared our meat. Is it me? Now, I want to ask both of you, is it me or
Is it because I'm not drinking that these parties suck?
No.
I mean, or have they always sucked? And I just didn't know as much because, you know, I was having a few cocktails.
I've always, you know, I've been on this diet a little longer than you, so I've been to those parties without drinking, and that was pretty much par for the course. You got to dig deep to get to the excitement.
I think we need, we've got some characters at the station. We don't have a definitive character. We need, I know there are a lot of people that like certain people, don't
right.
like other people's, but what we really need in our business here, in our station, we need a real a-hole.
We need a real a-hole
or somebody who is just somebody who's over the top. And I, it's
like
my
another
impression.
Art Baker.
An Art Baker, but Art wasn't an a-hole. He was no. just kind of a character.
Over the top.
We don't have any real characters anymore. Even Tim McWilliams has dialed it down a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Have you seen his hair today?
No, I haven't.
His hair is short and he's got on some sort of like Cosby sweater. He's even dialed back. But
he wasn't even there last night.
No, he couldn't make it.
So we all go to this this Italian restaurant. Is that
nice
an Italian
place.
Restaurant
it's
that we went to?
It's a cafe.
It's a cafe in a strip mall, as we can, you know, very, very nice place, I'm sure. But, you know, we used to have some of these shindigs at real, you know, top of the line places.
Like
this was
real
not
place.
A bad place. I don't
no,
want to say
no,
this was
no.
a bad place. Cause
it certainly wasn't the fault of the restaurant.
No, it wasn't the fault of the restaurant, but it's just something. What is the intangible? What is missing from our fabulous little group?
Or what is it that we've got too much? Perhaps a certain individual that was there that might have been
no, I didn't get that impression. I got the impression we were sitting there. Yeah, first of all, the table situation was this long table that went against the back of the wall, and I thought, you know, of course,
that was the problem. That was a lot of the problem.
That Madonna, though, hey, she was pretty wacky last night. Huh?
Oh, come now. Madonna's wonderful.
Madonna was doing her David Hanlein impression last night.
I saw that.
It was big fun. I think Madonna had a cocktail or two.
You know
possible.
What? There was a couple funny moments. Like, did you see Michelle Combs getting all wacky because she was recounting how Brad Griffin played badminton?
No.
That was fun.
No, see, I missed that stuff.
Maybe
you know?
That was after you had left. I think she also had a drink.
Really?
Maybe one.
Icy was very entertaining.
So they've always been like this. It's not just me because I'm just noticing it because perhaps I'm not as inebriated as I have been.
They're clickish. Like, I had a nice little talk with Miss Bobby. She's fun, but again, you have to scratch to get under the surface.
That's the problem, Rob. I didn't get a chance to talk to Miss Bobby.
You got
to
make some time for Aunt B.
A long time with Aunt B. I'd be very happy. All right, give us a call right now. 1-877-365-3636. We'll take your phone calls right now. And also, it is time, Rob.
Is it?
I know the color is coming into Rob's cheeks. But let's talk on
this'll be fun, won't
on
it?
Your fourth anniversary. Let's find out a little bit about the world of Mr. Rob Spivak. Take a look behind the scenes. See what it's like as we call Carrie Spivak.
Whom I love very much.
I know you said that.
You
okay. You said that already.
Had a good marriage.
Very good.
Like, it's not over, though.
I'm not going to ask her anything dirty. We're gonna deal with the stuff.
Carrie.
Hey,
Carrie,
how you doing? It's Carrie.
Hello.
You're on the air. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And I'm here with your husband, Rob.
Hi.
Buzz is here too, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy the emails.
You
email Buzz?
No.
Carrie?
Well, no, you do, don't you?
Oh yeah, I email him. I didn't email him for his birthday.
You know, Carrie, my birthday was in June.
Well, my birthday was September 23rd.
Okay, happy belated birthday to you.
Yes.
And to you, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay. To us all.
So, Carrie, it's your fourth anniversary. We never have you on the show. You're married to our own lovable Rob Spivak. And
having his baby.
And you're having his baby. When is the baby due again?
December 15th.
December 15th. Rob couldn't be more proud that he's
very
gonna
excited.
He's going to be do you know the sex of the baby yet?
No,
I was informed we didn't want to know.
So Rob would have chosen to know the sex of the baby?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to know what it is, because if it's a boy, it has to be named after Rob.
Carrie, I'll tell you this. I think Rob's going to be a good dad. I really do. I think he's going to be. I would like you to tell me, what are some of the wonderful things about being married to that bundle of energy?
Bundle of energy.
With a man with the world's largest head, the guy we call Brains, Rob Spivak. What's great about being married to Rob? The fact that he allows you to spend most of the year in France?
Yeah. I get to travel when I want.
Right.
We have a big TV. I probably wouldn't have had that with anybody else.
You have a big TV.
Yeah. Well, bigger than
that's always. You know, that's a must for any marriage.
Television, not transvestite. Yeah. Just want to clear that up.
So
we have lots of debt.
Lots of debt.
Yes. That's a matter.
Now you sound like Rob. You sound like Rob.
Well, he's the spender in the family.
But what is really is Rob a romantic guy? Carrie, now I'm not going to be dirty. I promised I wouldn't be dirty.
He's very sweet. He's good to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good protector and provider.
Have you estimated, I know with child you're probably staying closer to home, but in an average year, when you're not pregnant, about how many days of the year do you spend away, abroad, or in you know, different states away from Rob?
Well, I can tell you next year it's going to be 1 week a month, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And me at home with a newborn. Now, Buzz, is there
any... And the grandfather.
Can you give these to any... I don't know what your secret is to long marriage.
I think we've already found the secret, and that's it. Spend as
much
time apart as possible. That's the key to happiness. That and the big TV.
Now, have you guys...
It's in a basket.
Have you guys talked about...
Hey, hey. My wife, the shock jock.
Have you guys talked about names that you might have for a boy or a girl?
Well, Rob has.
If it's a boy, it's going to be Robert Wadham Spiewak III.
Attaboy.
And the reason is well, pass on the jingle, the name shack.
Yeah,
Rob
Spiewak.
So we'll be able to... this to you, my son.
We'll be with be beat up a lot.
Now, will he spell his name with two B's like you?
Well, we don't know if it would be... Well, Carrie doesn't want it to be a Bobby.
Three. Right. Three B's.
So
three B's.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to get three B's.
It could be. I doubt it'll be called Robert.
And now I'll give you the chance, Rob. What are the wonderful qualities that have Rob, you are perspiring.
Yes, I am.
It is that you did not perspire at all yesterday, and it is cooler in the studio today.
It's nervous.
You're not coming down with a fever, are you?
Not yet.
All right. What are the wonderful things about being married to it? He's really under pressure.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
This is scary.
It's nice because I'm hormonal.
That's okay, Carrie. Now, Carrie,
an understatement.
Aren't I being a stand-up guy so far?
Yes.
And it's going to stay that way. I'm going to forewarn you, Carrie. Coming up. Questions about what's bad about being married to Rob. But Rob, first of all, let you answer the questions. What are the nice things about being married to Carrie?
She is gorgeous.
Can we have some nice music for the background before you do this?
I'll need a moment.
Since you're going to go on this lovely riff here.
He can't answer the question and fetch the music at the same time.
Rob's doing a lot of things. And Carrie, I will tell you, Rob is extremely helpful when I come in here and do this. And when Don's out sick, we want Don back as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Rob makes it very easy for me to come in here and do this.
Oh, well, good.
He's a good worker, and now he is. I have never seen him look for music like he's looking for this music. He is trying to select something totally appropriate. And now, Rob, I
knew exactly what I wanted.
I will set you up again. What are the wonderful things about being married to your pregnant wife, Carrie?
She is lovely. She is understanding. She puts up with all of my garbage, and I'm trouble because I'm a complainer and I'm a worrier.
No, don't do that. I just want to know the good things about her.
Well, right. She puts up with me, and I think that's marvelous. And she does let me spend, and she denies me very little.
Okay.
As you know, I have a jukebox.
Yes.
There are not many women on this.
I picked it out for him.
She did. Wow. She said, you know, she was actually, it's funny because she actually said this right before she went on a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I was in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and I found a jukebox, and she told me the address, knowing full well that I would go and charge a jukebox. That's a big thing,
Rob,
on a credit.
This is all wonderful and sweetness and light, but I'll tell you right now, do you wonder sometimes with the amount of time that Carrie spends on the road? I'm not trying to imply anything here.
Right.
I'm really not, but it's an awful long time away. You're positive that there's no one else in Carrie's life.
Well, it's funny because the thought has crossed my mind, but
could it be Charlie Broyhill?
You know, that thought has also crossed.
Charlie Broyhill,
he wishes.
He is the stud of the show here. Do you think it could be him?
The thought had crossed my mind, but we're pretty sure we know when we conceived, and Charlie wasn't around at that time. Now, once again, I can only give you like a 98%
percentile. Okay. Now, Carrie, I warned you about this one. I would like to know, what are some of the bad things about being married to Rob? What are some of the things that you have difficulty with? Because God knows we do here.
He gets home far too late.
Mm-hmm. What time? Just out of curiosity, because I know when he leaves here, Carrie. So what time does that? No, Rob's not having an affair. Let's not even approach that. That's not possible. So let's go again. So he gets home too late.
Yes.
What else?
There's always his mother. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh!
No, I love Sharon.
Problems with the in-laws, Daddy?
No. My mom and I are very close.
Now, let me tell you something. In all humor, there is a shred of truth. Is there any particular reason? This is Sharon we're talking about.
No, I love Sharon.
You love Sharon?
Yes.
I do.
We all do.
I love his family.
Rob has said, I will tell you the truth, Rob has said that he gets along with your in-laws.
Oh, yes. I love her in-laws.
Well, they have a 55-inch TV.
Mm-hmm. I liked them before they bought the big TV.
And their own pool and hot tub.
That's the second time the TV has worked as this way. TV important to you, Carrie?
Very important.
That's good. That's interesting.
I think that's what brought us together, because we both watch a lot of TV.
Now, here's something. You know, Rob takes a lot of grief when he's here in the studio. You know, both Don and myself, we give him a hard time quite often. Rob usually keeps it in check. He's not a guy where he lets you see anything. But I have always perceived, in one Rob Spiewak, I've always thought that underneath the surface, I've discussed this on the air, the fact that there is a dark side of Rob, a very, very dark side.
We've all seen a little of that.
Sure. I'm curious to know, at home, have you ever seen the Spiewak temper?
Well, he's only hit me once, so that was before I was pregnant.
Oh, God. Never hit you hard.
But does Rob, what sets Rob off? Or what are things that really get under? Man. You know, I really, he's a very bouncy, bubbly guy around here, and but I know, you know, based on some of his writings and
teachings,
there's an evil side to Rob. What are things that really get Rob going?
Let's see.
You don't know, do you, Carrie? Because you don't spend enough time with him. You don't see that side.
I wouldn't know. Maybe I should ask.
It's always preceded. There's no girlfriend. It's always preceded by the basement door slamming and the beers opening, and she knows that I'll be upstairs again in 72 hours.
But it sounds like, you know, I know you're nervous. You don't like being on the radio, but it sounds to me like perhaps you have a very nice marriage.
We do. He's very, very good to me.
Do you know about Rob's dark side?
No.
Does Carrie, perhaps sometime, maybe at the company Christmas party, we could chat.
Yeah.
Because there's some things that I'll be honest, it might be
in labor during the Christmas party, but I'd love to chat.
But well, I want you to know, Carrie, that as soon as that Christmas party's over, I'll be there by your side.
That's terrific. And, you know, Rob, you are required to go to the Christmas party.
I know. He's very upset that I might give birth during the Christmas party, but I told him he could go.
We've given Rob full permission to actually attend the birth of his child if it's during the show. Uh-huh. But if it is during the Christmas party, because he is so essential to that, he will not be able to attend.
You know what might be fun? Why don't we get a midwife and put Carrie with a midwife in a hotel room wherever we're having the
party? Is a midwife delivering the baby?
No, but we could do that.
Oh, really? All right. So I will carry.
We're having it in a pool nearby, the community pool down the street.
We're not.
Well, it sounds like you are two crazy kids in love.
Very much.
And good luck with the baby. I wanted to tell you that anyway. I want to tell you that on the air. Good luck with the baby. Yes.
My mom just saw the sonogram for the first time, and she's already pointed out it has a big head. So
now,
I'm very scared.
Now, with the sonogram, obviously, if you're at this stage of the game with the sonogram, you see the big head, you could see something else. Have you even looked?
Well, I looked, and we think we might see something, but it could have been a hand.
Same with Rob.
Hey, hey. And keep in mind, the sonogram is from about 9 or 10 weeks ago, so it's an older sonogram. We just hadn't shown it to my mother-in-law yet.
Well, good luck, Carrie. He's a wonderful guy, and what I'll do is I'll wait for you to have the baby, and then maybe we could have a chat, and I'll tell you all about that dark side.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carrie.
I love you.
Love you.
Happy anniversary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy anniversary.
Isn't that sweet? You haven't shared your dark side with her, have you, Rob?
No, because girls don't like a guy with a dark side. Girls, they date a guy with a dark side, but they don't marry a guy like
that. Now that you are, bringing this child into the world, I think it's important for that woman to know. That wasn't so bad.
No, it was very nice.
Would you like a towel or something like that?
I need a couple towels, perhaps a roll of Bounty, some Brawny.
He has a shiny big head.
That's a big, glowing, wet head.
All right, we're going to take a break. We will be right back. We'll take your phone call.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in its tools, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
See you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I want to remind everybody that Buzz and I will be at the WJFK WashingtonPost.com Cars.com Toys for Big Boys event.
Yeah.
This Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come see us in the Gary Fesh Off Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Do you smoke cigars, Buzz?
Yes, I do.
Oh, very good. All right, we'll light up there.
Yeah.
Will we be able to... is Lisa going to be there also?
Ah, Lisa will be there.
That'll be nice.
Charlie, are you going to be there?
No,
I won't.
Oh, that's a shame. Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy bunnies in the lounge, too.
And all right. So you'll be working for Hef.
So is this going to be an actual lounge that's inside the building?
I'm sure.
I mean, it's an expo center. It's like a convention hall.
We're going to wear our robes, our velvet robes.
It'll be very exciting. Don't you wish you were going to be there, Rob?
I really do. You know, the Capitol Expo Center, isn't that the place that has a grotto?
Yes, it has a lovely grotto.
Well, you'll be down
swimming.
In the grotto.
But you only go to the grotto if you're going to have sex.
Okay.
We're taking your phone calls right now at 1-877-365-3636. Give us a call right now. I was watching television today, and as I'm often wont to do, reclining on my bed, and I looked at the very tail end of a television show that I didn't even know existed. I think someone might have talked about this, but Sybil Shepherd has a new television show. I guess it's relatively new, right?
Yes, it is. A couple of weeks old. Men are from Mars.
Women are from Venus.
And doesn't she look stunning?
I'll tell you, she looked even more stunning today. I've got that. I hate giving them a plug when they're not paying for it, but I have this replay thing where you can go back and, you know, everything that you see on your TV, you can go back and you can look at it again.
They're great.
And so it's fantastic because if you even miss something for a second, you go right back and look at it. And I flipped by, and it was right when she said, I had a great time. She said something about Elvis. Oh, yeah. This was her line about Elvis. She came on and she said, I didn't have sex with Elvis. And then she says, Costello, and that's the end of her show.
Right.
And I noticed she's sitting Indian style on this this little recliner.
Oh,
and
no.
I looked down, and I didn't know for sure, but I thought she wasn't wearing any shoes.
Oh,
and so I rewind the thing, and I go back, and I do it in slow motion, and there are her puffy, big toe jam
feet, veiny,
and it's like a regular talk show set. But she is sitting there with regular guests. There are three or four guests surrounding her, and she doesn't have any shoes on.
Is it like a panel discussion group?
Rob, I just caught the tail end of it, so I'm not really sure.
It's so hard for me to see her because I, like, even as late as Moonlighting, I thought she was just beautiful. I mean,
yes.
Really, really gorgeous. And then she hit the wall with a vengeance.
But if you're going to do a talk show, don't show your feet. That's the moral of that story. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Robbie, happy anniversary, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, Stan, let's talk about them Ravens, huh?
Hello, the Ravens. That's right. The Ravens are going to be playing the Washington Redskins there, boy.
The Ravens have won three games in a row without scoring one damn touchdown. Come on now.
Okay, call the show after ours. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Rob, like yourself, I will be in Buffalo this weekend.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Let's get together and party.
Sounds good to me. Actually, I was calling. I was going to invite you and your wife to dinner since I hear it's your anniversary. But comes to find out, I really believe that you have ulterior motives, that the first Krispy Kreme has opened in Buffalo this past
week. He's not doing that anymore. You're not doing that anymore, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I could bend a rule. They really did open a Krispy Kreme up there?
They opened it last week, and I was talking to my relatives.
Terry, happy 4th anniversary. I bought you a big box of donuts because you're so special.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They'll make a killing.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask Rob, they had mentioned what they were going to name the baby. If it was a boy, what are they going to name it if it's a girl?
We've not yet decided.
Tabitha.
No.
Are you looking for help?
You know what? If anyone has any suggestions.
Gwen?
Beth?
Jula. I don't know. I'm just throwing names.
No, there are one name that we both like, but probably as a middle name is
Rob. Rob really wants it to be a boy, and there is going to be hell to pay if
it
is
right,
not a boy.
That's right. So Carrie tried very hard. No, we like the name Addison for a girl.
Addison for a girl. Why Addison?
Carrie liked it, and I liked it because once again, Moonlighting. I thought it was neat because it referred back to the character that David Addison on Moonlighting. But I like the name Addison for a girl because short for that could be Addie. I like that.
Yeah. Mm. Addie Spiewak.
My daughter's name is Harley.
Oh, there we go, Harley again. Don't get it started.
Happy birthday, Harley. We're getting you a tattoo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Who's this?
This is Smoke.
Smoke?
Smoke, the little brother of Mr. 40.
You sound like 40.
Do I?
You do. Are you really related to 40?
That's my brother.
Really? Your older brother?
Older brother. Three years older. I'm 3 years younger.
Well, you know, he's supposed to be coming on the show today because he's got to pick a person to go with him to Detroit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I was trying to be the person. I told him he's supposed to take his brother.
So this is great. It says on the screen, Grady Smoke?
Grady Smoke.
Grady Smoke. What's your claim to fame? I feel you, brother.
My claim to fame?
Yeah.
Yes.
Smoke.
Smoke.
Like Mr. 40 bring you 40s?
Uh-huh.
I'm Grady Smoke.
Yeah, Grady like, smoked is, I guess we're not talking about cigarettes, right?
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, don't get us in trouble, Grady.
Nor you.
So you really are 40. Now, how many in the Mr. 40 family?
The brood.
He's the oldest. I'm the middle. And our little sister is 10.
Really?
Little sister.
Does really? She have a vice that she enjoys?
What'd you say?
Does a little sister have a vice that she enjoys?
Sally Heroin.
Well, we like to call her half a pint.
Mm-hmm.
But she isn't old enough to drink it yet.
That's right.
That's all right.
So who's the most successful one in the family?
Most successful one?
Yeah.
I guess it's going from older to younger right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's all on a mission.
So 40 is doing real well?
Yeah, he's doing real well, and I'm doing well, and the little one's just in seventh grade.
So it's Grady Smoke and Mr. 40, and you all get together and have a big family. Is the family tight? Family get along well?
The family's like that.
Good.
All the time.
Good.
I think Mr. 40 calls a lot when he's really not together, but you seem pretty sharp, Grady Smoke. You don't sound like you're under the influence right now.
It's like this. The essence of it is, you have to be able to be under the influence and not sound like you're under the influence. That way you can always be under the influence.
So is what you're saying that you are under the influence of a narcotic right now? You don't want to say that, right?
Yeah, I don't want to say it. My daughter's here.
No, you don't?
Understood.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to low-key that a little bit. Well, I wish 40 was taking on the trip to Detroit, but he's actually going to pick a poem written by one of our listeners to decide who's going to go to Detroit with him.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, Grady, it's really nice to meet you. What do I call you? Do I call you Smoke? Do I call you Grady?
Call me Smoke.
Smoke.
I feel you, brother.
And y'all hear from me. I call y'all hot. I like your show. Your show is kind of cool.
Now, did Mr. 40 turn you on to our show?
Mr. 40 turned me on to the show. I actually heard y'all a couple of years ago, one day flipping through the station.
You know, I got a question for you about 40. Where is he?
I don't know. He just called me. he just called me.
You know, it's always interesting when Mr. 40 is supposed to be on the show. We always have just a little tough time trying to track him down. Is he supposed to call or he's supposed to be here today?
He's hard to find.
Well, if you talk to 40, were you telling me that to come down here or to call? I prefer him to come down because he's got to pick the winner for his contest.
Right.
Has he talked to you about that Detroit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really? What are you guys talking about?
I don't. He might have. I just don't remember.
Don't remember. Sure.
Yeah. Has he taught you anything, Smoke?
Yeah, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't really remember.
Who lost their virginity first, Smoke?
Probably me.
Probably you?
Oh, really?
Really? The little brother?
Yeah, I'm a Don like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Right now, I'm 26.
26, and how old is 40?
40 is, he didn't tell you?
He's what?
No, he didn't tell us.
He might have. I don't know. I don't remember him saying
it. Am I supposed to tell you?
I don't think he's going to...
we already know because...
If he's 60, you know, it probably would be a problem.
He would be 29, right? Because you said there's a three-year age difference.
There's brains thinking again, so he's 29. He's almost 30.
Damn your excellent short-term memory.
There you go. Give him his props.
Yes, I deserve my props.
Well, all right, Grady Smoke, you call us anytime, all right? Come down here with, you know, don't bring any stuff, though. We're sensitive about that.
I might bring the scent, the herbal essence with me.
The herbal essence.
I ain't gonna do that.
All right, Grady Smoke, you take care of yourself.
All right, be cool, man.
All right, peace. There he goes. That's Grady Smoke.
Do you think he has a beard like Grady on Sanford and Son?
I don't know. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Mike, angry black guy here.
Oh, yes, man.
Angry black guy.
Ignorant crap I ever heard in my life.
What ignorant crap? What are you angry about today, angry black guy?
First of all, Smoke or Doggy, whatever the hell his name is.
Grady Smoke, give him his props.
Who?
Grady Smoke, that was his name.
Grady Smoke and Kiss My Ass along with
now,
his
what is brother. The problem? Now, hold on there. What is the problem?
I'm coming to you a broken man, Mike.
You're a broken man. What's wrong? Please, we're here to help. Tell us your troubles.
I watched Bette Midler's show last night.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't watch that. Did you watch that, Buzz?
I did see it, yeah.
And why are you a broken man because of Bette Midler?
Because it's Bette Midler. That is the oldest, fattest, white, broad planet. I don't know who is. Buzz.
Yeah.
Sorry for not calling you and telling you happy birthday yesterday, but you're an honorary black man for the day, brother.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
It's all right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. See you guys later.
All right, angry black guy.
Oh. Bye, angry.
All right. Take it easy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mad at Bette Midler.
Mad at Bette Midler.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You know who this is?
No, who is this?
It's Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, no. Right. All right, no, you're not. All right, hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, let's take another one. Hello, oops. What happened, Rob?
You broke it.
Oh, no.
All right, there we go.
You got to hit off.
Yeah.
Now hit on.
One of the off boys. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 I just called and was disconnected, and I was told that Mike was there, but Don wasn't. But well, they're both on the air, so I can't understand how they can't both be there.
Now, hold on just a second. Who's this?
This is Lee.
Lee, you're on the air right now.
Is this a man?
No.
You know, that's a good call.
It's not,
are you sure?
Anytime a girl sounds overly sexy, that's when you really need to check. Just making sure.
That's the story of our life right there. When you get a woman that sounds overly sexy.
No, I have a man. Definitely not a man.
Okay. Good. Well, Lee, let me explain. Don has a kidney problem, and he is out until Monday. He'll be back on Monday's show, so I'm here with Rob and Buzz Lee.
Hi, Rob and Buzz.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Question is, how are you?
Well,
Lee, do you always talk in this sultry, sexy voice?
Well, actually, I have the flu.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, that's always that's attractive. Hot.
Getting sexier all the time.
Fantastic.
This is my voice, you know.
Well, Lee, what...
I can't do a damn thing about it. And actually... Oh, excuse my language.
Yeah, what can we do for you, Lee?
Well...
As you ramble.
As I ramble, I do ramble.
Yes, what can we do for you, darling?
Well, oh, that's so sweet. You darling, already?
Are you on a...
Go ahead, Cupcake. What can we do for you, sweetie pie?
Cupcake. I've heard that, too.
Yeah, Muffin, get to the point. What the hell are you talking about? What?
I want to meet you guys, both of you.
Yeah? What do you look like?
What do I look like? Well, I've got a Marilyn Monroe body with...
Now, hold on. Lee, let's slow down. Slow down a second, Lee.
Slow down, Pumpkin.
Marilyn, Peaches, let's get to the way you say the celebrity you most resemble is Marilyn Monroe, or you just have her body?
I'm trying. Would you let me finish?
Lee, let's not get testy.
Okay. I've got a Marilyn Monroe body with that. What's that Romancing the Stone ladies?
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, her face, kind of.
Really? So I mean, when you say Marilyn Monroe, that paints a few pictures. There were times, especially towards the end, that Marilyn Monroe looked, a little robust.
Well, actually, I'm quite tight and very fit. And
really?
Very healthy. And
healthy.
Where are you from, Lee?
I'm also very married. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are all very married in
yes,
here.
We are.
Yeah. Except for Buzz. Buzz, you don't need to chime in with that.
Your wife talked to you.
Buzz is
great.
I'm married.
Buzz is very, very married, but he's, he's got one of those open marriages.
Yeah. Oh, does he? Well, I don't have an open marriage.
Basically, anything goes.
Well, well, this is what I want to do. Okay.
Well, hold on, Lee. Wait.
How am I on the
Hey, Lee.
Listening to the show.
Baby. Hey. Peaches. Now, hold on, Lee. Let me explain something to you. It's going to be much easier to have this little dialogue here, you know, if it's kind of a give and take. You understand me, Lee?
Okay.
All right, you cool with that?
I'm very cool.
All right, so you were saying you're Kathleen Turner's face, Marilyn Monroe's body, and you want to meet us.
Yeah.
Okay, now,
why?
Usually when you're just going to come down here, it really doesn't happen all that often. But if you had something special that you wanted to do...
That's right. Over and above.
Over and above the call of duty, that's usually when we make exceptions to that rule.
Well, what would be considered over and above
the... I don't know. Lee, why don't you suggest something?
Well, let's see. I've modeled since I was...
Ooh. Oh, Lee, you know what I didn't ask you?
What?
How old are you, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie? Huh?
29.
29?
Still?
Yeah, all right. She's still in the running, Rob.
Wow, how about that?
That's fantastic. Hey, you know, it's Rob's fourth anniversary. Hey, Lee?
Yeah.
How about you, Lee?
It's Rob. How you doing, Lee? It's Rob's fourth anniversary, you know.
Yes.
Happy anniversary, Rob.
Thank you so much. I hope you're
fabulous.
I hope you're feeling better.
Are you guys very happy?
Yes, we are.
How long have you been married,
thrilled.
Lee?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
Well, July 25th, 1999. I'm still a newlywed.
Oh, wonderful. What's your husband do?
Well, he works very, very hard.
Suffers. What?
He works very, very hard.
Very, very hard. That's great. Well, Lee, why
you
so...
You want to know what I do?
Yes. Well, you work, or do you stay at home and drink vodka?
Called DJs.
Actually, don't drink at all.
Oh, that's good, Lee. Fantastic.
That's good, especially with all the decongestants you're on.
Well,
what with the flu and all?
Decongestants either.
Certainly wouldn't want to have you drinking. What do you...
I know what they do to your body.
Lee?
Oh, here comes my husband.
Lee?
Yes?
What do you do?
What do I do? Well, really, I'm an artist.
Really?
Of course you are.
What kind of artist are you? Performance artist?
Yes.
Well, of course you are.
Do.
What kind of performance art do you do? Do you let a man pour chocolate all over you and then have people get up on stage to perform a gynecological examination?
No, that I have not done.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to do with body paint?
Yes.
Well, tell us about it, Lee.
Well,
I find you fascinating, Lee. I could talk to you for hours.
Fabulous artist.
Kind of what I'm planning on doing.
Who, she'll probably kill me if I... Well, her name is Mary.
Mary, who's Mary?
Mary is a fabulous artist who is mm-hmm. one of my shooters. And
one of your shooters?
Yes, she...
I thought you said your husband came home. I kid, Lee. I'm a kidder that way.
She's what? A fabulous
Hey, Lee.
What?
What's your husband's name?
Ernie.
Oh, of course. Ernie. Put Ernie on the phone.
Well, hold on.
All
hold
right.
On.
Let's
he's
get, let's
driving
talk to
up. I'll put him on the phone.
Let's say he's driving up?
How long has he been driving up?
He's just driving up, and he'll be thrilled.
Oh, it's going to be a guy.
Guys are on the phone.
It's going to be
okay,
a guy.
But no,
I still
we're
think this might be a guy.
I do, too.
Very, very special.
Hold on, Lee.
I'm thinking
Lee. Lee.
Yes.
All right, how many, by a show of hands, how many think there's still a possibility that Lee is a man?
Lee is not a man.
Buzz, you don't think so?
Not anymore.
Hold on. Here's Ernie, and he'll tell you I'm not a man.
Okay.
You know what, Lee?
Don Mike.
Lee?
Lee.
And wait, no,
Lee?
It's not Don and Mike. Lee. Don has kidney.
Lee? Lee. Lee?
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Have Ernie pick up on the extension.
Hold
We'd like
on,
to keep
Ernie
you on
the
phone.
Great idea,
right
Rob.
Now. Mm. Okay? Right
Thank
now.
You, Lee.
That Lee can talk, can't you, Rob?
Hi, guys. Yes.
Hi, Ernie.
Ernie, how are you?
I'm very good. I've been listening to your program, and I've just driven up to my home, and I've, of course, I recognize my wife's voice immediately.
Hey, Ernie.
Well, what's her story?
Ernie, let me tell you, with all due respect, what the hell is the deal with that Lee?
She's something else. She really is, you know. And,
is that her satanic laugh that I hear in the background?
Yeah, that's her.
Does she have fangs?
Huh?
Does she have fangs?
Well, she keeps some in the drawer.
Is she wearing
an occasion?
Is she wearing an Elvira suit right now?
No, actually, she's kind of sweat-suited right now.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
You're really her husband, Ernie?
Yes, I am. I'm really her husband.
All right, put her back on the phone.
Okay, here we
nice
go.
Nice talking to you, Ernie.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
All right, good to talk to you. Yes, fine. Thank you.
Proof.
We weren't getting anything out of Ernie.
So we're extreme fans.
Hi, Lee. You're back on. Lee.
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 Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, now where did you say you're from? What general area are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So we're all the way up here in Washington, D.C., Lee.
Well,
so,
I know that.
You know, if you wanted to stop by, that would be what, Lee?
Yes.
I was going to say, if you wanted to stop by, that might be a tall order, you see.
Well, it's a tall order, but you got to get me there.
We have to get you there?
No.
Yeah.
No,
not so much.
Lee will send a car.
You will?
Hey, Lee, sure. Let me ask you a question.
If you'll send a car,
Lee.
I'll come to see you guys.
Lee?
Yeah?
Lee, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. What exactly did you want to do? You said you had an idea. You wanted to come up here. What exactly do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be too... inappropriate.
Hey, Lee, hold on. Just
I was
forget
thinking,
it, then. Hold on for a second.
Like
hey, Lee?
Lady.
Lee?
Yeah.
Lee? Hold on for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, I'll put Lee on hold here. We got a guy on line number 3 says Lee's a man. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. She's lying.
What makes you think that?
Look at her sounds.
What?
It's a slow talking, you know?
You think it's a man?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, how do we put these two together? Put these two together, and let's have this guy.
Leon, and what line was Leon?
Line 5, all right? We're going to put you both on right now.
You may now talk to Lee.
Hey, all right, sir, what's your name, sir, the gentleman that called?
David,
you're on with Lee.
Okay.
Lee, are you there? Lee?
Yes.
Lee, David here thinks you're a man.
David obviously has no concept of what a woman is.
David, what
I
do you...
know, I'm a married man.
Well, I'm a married woman.
All right,
and
David...
my husband was on the line telling you that I'm a woman.
David, what makes
I
you
am
think...
I all woman.
Lee?
Yes.
Lee, put a sock in it for a second. David, what makes you think Lee is a man?
The way she sounds, you know, trying to change. But
trying
she's
to change.
Very smart. He's very, very smart.
Yes, she is very, very smart.
Have you been the third person?
Extremely high.
All right, well, we're going to go back and talk to Lee now, okay, David?
David?
Goodbye, David, because I don't like you.
All right, goodbye, David.
Oh, one quick question for David.
Well, one question. Are you still there, David?
Yeah.
David, are you a woman?
Yeah. All right, bye, David.
I love you guys.
Oh, darling.
Hold on a second. Now, we're still on with Lee. All right, now Lee, I haven't really given you a chance to talk. Shocker. What are you, what do you want to do, Lee? Why have you called? What is the point
the
of all of this?
The reason I've called is because I'm an extreme fan, and my husband got me to be an extreme fan. And at first, I wasn't.
Thank you.
At first, I resented you guys.
Thank
I
you.
Really did.
Why'd you resent us, Lee? Hold on. Lee?
Yes?
Why did you resent us?
Well, because
It's so hard to explain.
Lee, do you talk like, seriously, do you talk like this all the time?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I really do.
You talk in that breathy, sexy kind of way. Do men get turned on when you talk to them like that? Lord knows we are.
You guys, did you stop?
Not a, all right, so you've been a fan for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And you want to come up here and meet us.
Uh-huh. Yes. I want my husband and I to come up and meet
him. Oh, now wait a minute.
Now, hold on, Lee.
You're adding things to the original agreement.
Actually, I am, because my husband is my protector.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Are you so special, Lee?
I do nothing without my husband with me.
Lee, darling, are you so special that sometimes you get your way all the time?
Hey, Lee.
You got it, baby.
Hey, Lee, can you hold on for a second?
Of course.
We'll come right back to you?
Of course.
Okay, we've got a special friend that's on the line here. Homo Joe's on the phone. Big Joe, Homo Joe, how you
Homo
doing?
Homo Joe here, Dynamite.
How you doing, Homo?
Drag.
Hi, Homo Joe. Here's a guy that's been around a few men that think they're women.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
But I think this is a drag queen possibility.
Woman
is very, very deep voice in the heads hormones of men.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, we've asked her all the questions, and then she put Ernie on the phone, and it sounds like perhaps she might be a real woman.
Well, maybe so, but maybe she's got some male hormones.
Are there any questions that I could ask her for you, Joe? That might
ask her. She drives the Harley.
If she drives the Harley. Joe, how is your love life going?
Very well. I had a blind date on Sunday.
I thought you were in love with a man.
Many men, Mike. You know that. I have many men. You know, I have the two.
Love with all men.
Thursday night, the Friday night, and the Saturday night.
You know, I shared my meat with Rob last night at the station party.
You want to rephrase that?
I gave him a piece of my steak.
And, Mike, if you get a Harley, it is wonderful for men. I have ridden on a Harley.
Have you been in a large gay group that rides Harley?
Yes, I have, actually. And the ones that scare me the most are the dykes on bikes.
You know something? On your recommendation, Joe, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you should do it. I mean, it's an awesome thing.
So you had a blind date, but you said that you were involved, like, in a nice relationship.
I have regulars. You know what I'm saying? There's a regular callers, as we would say.
Oh, my God. It's so many men for this guy.
I know. But this is a new one. And he's a really nice. I went on a blind date for his birthday.
Very good.
And we had as a matter of fact, he's coming over for dinner tonight.
Well, this one will give him my very best.
Wow.
Joe, we're going to go back and, continue the inquisition with Lee,
I would say that she's got major male hormones.
Yeah, she's been on the phone for half an hour. We haven't really determined why she's calling.
I think she just wants Dennis Murphy to come pick her up and bring her to the station.
Okay, homosexual Joseph.
So I'll see you later, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Lee.
My dinner with Joe.
Lee.
I'd have dinner with Joe to prove that I'm not a drag queen.
So, Lee.
Yes.
Lee, so you say you look like, I think, turn a Marilyn Monroe body, and you want to come up and see us. What do you have planned for us when you come up here?
Well, what I was thinking, okay, is liquid latex, body painting, kind of, definitely, you know, nothing inappropriate. But
hold on, Lee. I mean,
making it worth your while.
See, let me explain something to you. When we do liquid latex, usually that's done on your naked breasts.
Well, I recognize that.
So that would be okay with you?
Well, I'd have to talk to my husband about that.
I'll talk to him. Put him on right now. We'll ask him right now.
Hold on. Let me put him on. Maybe then Homo Joe will believe that I'm a woman.
Lee.
Hold on.
Ernie.
Right now, we got to figure out how to get Ernie to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ernie.
Yes.
Ernie, how you doing?
Wonderful.
You know, I didn't ask you, Ernie. Is she hot?
She is. She's a turbo hottie.
She's turbo hottie? Now, let me explain something to you. You know, normally when women come in here, Ernie, you see, we don't have... You could come to the studio, you could come, like, sit out in the lobby, but if Lee was going to come in here and get her breasts painted with latex, you'd have to be out in the lobby, but she...
Can I watch through the window?
No, that wouldn't happen. No. I'm sorry, Ernie. We just couldn't allow that, but we'd certainly, give you a T-shirt or something if you came to the lobby.
Hey, I'm a big T-shirt fan.
Now, she said she had to ask you, and she had to get your permission. Does she have big, beautiful breasts, Ernie?
She has large mammae.
And you wouldn't have a problem with her coming up here from North Carolina?
We could get there. In fact, she's flashing me right now.
All right, hold on, Ernie. Will you hold on just a second?
I will.
All right. I'm going to put Ernie on hold here, and we have, let's see here. We've got another person that thinks that Lee is a man. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Telephone. Okay, that's not going to work. Let's go right here. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, they're all checking in today.
Hey,
hello, Cheryl.
I'm not a dyke on a bike, but I am a big dyke. And by the way, Buzzito, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
And I'll be looking forward to your 86.
I miss you, Cheryl. You weren't at the last Las Vegas style show,
No,
were you?
I was not. Unfortunately, my mom died.
I'm sorry about that.
My dad died. So
that's a drag.
I spent a lot of time in Florida, but not at the pool.
Well, we miss you, Cheryl.
Well, thank you. I'm back now. But I got to chime in a little bit here. I don't know if this is a man, because I got a lot of bull dyke friends that sound a lot like this woman.
You know, I am thinking, hey, Cheryl?
Cheryl, I'm thinking we can put Cheryl and Lee on the phone together. I could just put the headphones, take the headphones off and go home for the afternoon.
Drive slow. It'll be fine.
I'm sorry. I interrupted. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Sure, he's not getting stossled?
You think so?
Well, I don't know. That voice. Maybe you should ask how often she has to shave her face during the day.
Let's put Cheryl and Leon together. I just got to hear these two together.
Right.
Get ready, gentlemen, because we're not going to be talking for the next 10 minutes.
All right.
We're just going to take a big
break. Go ahead. Hello, Lee, are you there?
This is still Ernie, but I'll put Leon.
Yeah, Ernie, put Leon.
Okay, here she is. You're going on with Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hi, Cheryl.
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
Hold on. Can you put Don on, too, with the two of these?
I believe so. Hold on.
We're gonna put you all on with Don's calling in.
Cheryl.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Don,
are you there?
Yes.
I really feel great following Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big
Dyke. Well, you're on with me, baby.
Don, you're on with
with
Lee and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Okay, take me away from all of them.
Okay, take them away from all of them, okay? I'll be right back with you, Cheryl and Lee, all right?
Okay.
Hold on a second. All right, you got him?
Don is there.
Hi, Don.
You know, besides the fact that this is the freaking worst, you know, having to call up and then waiting while I'm waiting to get through to Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know, I go to you as soon as they tell me you're here.
I know. First, if this, and I think it's a man.
Do you think it's a man?
Yeah, if the man is from North Carolina, find out where.
Okay.
I don't think Ron in North Carolina. Number two, I just wanted to.
That would put a damper on it, right there.
So you think the whole thing
might be BS?
So I should have asked Carrie if Rob is still hitting it.
Well, you know what? I was a wuss on that because she didn't want me to go there.
I know Rob doesn't like it when we talk about anal with him and his wife, but if
this
we could.
True.
But I will tell you this, Don. Yes.
You are still having straight intercourse with her?
Yes.
And also, I was curious if you've signed the young boy or the girl up for KKKJ.
No, not yet.
That would be the Ku Klux Klan Jr. in there.
Yeah, the dark side of Rob.
Oh, man, you know what?
I don't think he shared that dark side with his wife yet.
Can't wait to take my son or daughter to the Triple K Jamboree.
Oh, God. You guys. It's unbelievable.
No, but they'll know all the songs.
The dark side of Rob.
No, it's
Q-X.
Of course just a joke.
Of course it's a joke.
And listen, even though no one's calling to ask how I'm doing, I just thought I'd let you know that Frida's out enjoying an afternoon of lunch and racquetball, and I'm being tended to by Alicia, our housekeeper.
Have I ever met Alicia on the phone?
I don't think so. Hold on.
All right. Good.
Will you be Colonel Clank when she picks up, like you were with Eileen?
Yes, of course I will.
Hold on one second.
Hi, Alicia. Hi, Alicia. This is Mike. Good to see you. I'm going to suggest that she bathe him. Bathe him in cranberry juice.
And also roll him to prevent bed sores.
Absolutely.
You don't want Don to come back riddled with bed sores.
Hi, Alicia.
What's going on there?
Just saying hello to my friend at work.
He's feeling better. I can tell.
I'm
sure he is. Dying to get back.
All right, get ready for a real treat.
Here we go.
This is great. All right.
Alicia?
No, like she was upstairs doing something.
Really?
She's the woman who cleans my underpants.
So she knows you quite well.
Oh, come here for a second. I want you to say hi to Mike and to Rob.
And Buzz.
On the radio.
Okay. Say hi to
Mike and Rob. Mike and Rob.
Rob.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Alicia.
Yes.
Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Rob.
And we're on the radio right now. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
You're working at Don's house?
Yes.
How is Don, Alicia?
He's very nice.
Do you know what, do you have any nursing skills at all?
Nursing?
Nursing?
No.
Have you ever been in the healthcare field?
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't understand English. Let me just get right to it. Could you give Don a bath?
Let me see. She doesn't. What are you asking?
I was asking her to give you a bath. I was asking her to bathe you.
Would you give me a bath? I'm sick.
Yeah, put her back, Don. I was making progress. You know?
All right, hold on.
I speak the international language of love.
Hello?
Hi, Alicia?
Yes?
Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Rob.
And would you give Don a bath? He's not feeling well.
Okay.
Could you
bath?
Could you bathe him?
Okay.
He needs to be bathed. He's dirty. He's not feeling well, and he would like to have a bath.
Oh, okay.
Would you ask him, Alicia, would you ask him if he'd like a bath?
Okay.
You can ask him right now. Would you ask him if he would like a bath?
Okay. Do you like bath?
Do I like bath?
Yeah, bath. He said...
Bath. Ask him if he'd like...
I look dirty to you. Tell him I look very clean.
He looks clean to me.
He looks clean. Well, ask him if he'd like to be put in the tub by you.
What?
Ask him if he'd like to get into the tub now. Could you just say, Dom, would you like to get into the tub now?
Dom, are you like the Dom?
No, Alicia?
The yes. Tub.
Would you like to get into the tub now? Ask him that.
El tub.
Tubbo.
All right, she's walked away.
She has a wonderful grasp of the language.
Did she just resign?
Walked away.
Is that that person you're not paying anything?
That's right.
It's working for you for free.
That's right.
Just room and board. I was trying, I don't know if you heard what I was saying to her. I was saying, ask Don if he would like to get into the tub now.
Listen, all she does is she comes in. You know, my real name, of course, is Mike, not
right,
Don.
Right.
And all I get from her is, hello, Mr. Mike. And then today she's, oh, Mr. Mike, oh, you're not feeling well.
Well, when we were waiting for her to get to the phone, it sounds like you're feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Good. Chomping to get here. And I think we're going to have to put old Cheryl and Lee on hold and get to the bottom of this. We're going to keep them on hold.
I will stop in 2 days. We'll say, this is a chick with a dick.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you know, Steve Elisa will give you that sponge bath this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I necessarily want that from Senorita Alicia.
And I promise we'll be entertaining calls of good get-well wishes
for
you.
I'm just giving you a hard time about that.
Hi, Alicia. Would you like to get down in the tub?
Please, Mr. Mike.
So, Rob.
Take your clothes off.
Yes.
Rob, when's the last time you had sex with your pregnant wife?
I think probably Sunday. But tonight is my anniversary.
Really?
So we shall see what follows the dry chicken.
Aren't you worried that you'll poke the young man in the head?
Oh, God. Well, it's always a concern, but, you know, I have my needs. So we'll have to be very careful, won't we?
What if you get him right in the soft spot?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just don't know. That's icky.
Daddy. Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
All right, feel better.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Say hi to Alicia for us. There she goes. All right, that's Don. All right, we have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And let me just get to Cheryl here. Hold on a second. Cheryl? Hello?
That's Lee.
Lee?
Lee.
Lee, can you hold on through the break? We want to figure this out
absolutely,
once and for all.
Absolutely, and I have no dick.
Okay, well, we'll be the judge of that. You just hold on during the break.
I'll prove it.
You and Ernie just stay right there, and we'll get
to
the bottom.
We're right here with you guys. Okay. Loving every moment.
Okay, hold on. And, I just hung up on her. Lee, call back. Call back.
I'm sure she will.
Cheryl?
Well, Alicia, hello.
Hey, Cheryl, are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
I have a dick.
Yeah.
Well, will Alicia give me a bath?
I'm not sure, but Cheryl, we'll find out when we come back whether Lee is indeed a man or a woman, okay?
Okay, baby.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, I hit that drop button all the time. I got to learn how to use those phones. We've got a lot to do today. We've got to play the Highway Love Connection, and also we're going to go through the tabloids. But when we come back, we will continue with this theme at 877-365-3636 and find out whether indeed there is a dick attached to Lee.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was doing the critic, and they go, well, do you miss your old jobs? I go, yeah, I was an orderly, and I used to wipe old people's butts. I really miss it.
And then you got in the show business and began to kiss him.
I'm talking about... Well... No, I never kissed your butt, but I...
Oh!
It was a job.
Ooh, George Shakiris.
Yeah, you're such a...
So you used to go in and wipe...
Two of God, little brown gem, Don and Mike.
Highway Love Connection coming up a little bit later on this hour.
Yay.
Tomorrow on the show, you can win a trip for two to New York City. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex in the City this Sunday night at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. On Saturday, Buzz and Lisa and myself, we will all be at the WJFK WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Toys for Big Boys event. That's at the Capital Expo Center in
Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. Our appearance is sponsored by Old Virginia Tobacco Company and Playboy by Don Diego. There will be Playboy Bunny!
All right.
In the lounge. And we're looking forward to seeing you there. So come on out and do that. Now, if you just tuned in, we're dealing with this Lee thing. Now, Don had called before and said he doesn't think we're on in North Carolina. And we've got Tim from Greenville who says you can get the signal in North Carolina. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Is this Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, you can get the signal in North Carolina. I just drove from North Carolina down, going through Greenville now.
All right, well, we're going to talk to Lee and find out what's going on. We're going to continue the inquisition, okay?
Well, maybe they both need to be on the line at the same time, because I don't think they've both been on the line at the same time, have they?
Who, Lee and Ernie?
I don't know. I think they were.
I heard Lee laugh while Ernie was talking, so I know they're at least different people.
All right, well,
yes,
thanks.
But I think he was quiet when she laughed, though.
Well, all right, Inspector Gadget, I'm not sure. All right,
gotta trust me on that. There are two different people.
Let's talk to Lee. Hello, Lee. There's a question about how you would be from North Carolina, and you would be hearing the show. As some people, as you can probably tell, a lot of people, including Don, believe that you indeed are a man.
Well, okay, I know that a lot of people believe I'm a man.
Is there a chance that we can get...
I'm not. Would you like me to sing soprano? Because I can.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Ernie, are you on the other line?
I am. I've abandoned the car, and I'm now on the extension.
All right, would both of you talk at the same time?
We listen on WPEK out of Greenville, by the way.
What's the frequency of that?
98.1.
Okay, well, that does sound... All right, now both talk at the same time so we can find out what's going on.
Okay. I am a woman.
She is a woman.
And he is a man.
All right.
I am a man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ernie. Now, Ernie, get off the line because we have some business to talk with Lee about.
Okay.
Ernie, go back to the car.
Go back to the car, Ernie.
Go back to the car.
Go back down into the basement.
They're saying go back to the car. See, we can't get you guys in the house. We have to be in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Lee.
So he's going out to the car.
Very good.
I'm in the house. That's with my good. Dog.
Hey, with your dog? What's your dog's name? Lee?
Yes.
Lee, what's your dog's name?
Which one?
Well, how many do you have?
Two.
And what are their names, Lee?
Bud. And Sputnik.
Sputnik. Why Sputnik, Lee?
Well, quite frankly, even though my grandmother won't admit it.
My grandmother. I like the way you say grandmother again.
Grandmother.
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 Grandmother, I'll be going to D.C. to have my breast painted with latex.
Do look
well,
after
actually,
Sputnik.
Actually, you guys, I was thinking about that. And instead of latex, I think we should go for some kind of paint so that I can roll around on a canvas so that I have some historic proof that this
happened. Would you do that naked?
If my husband okayed it.
Now, Lee, come on now. We're friends. Now, we've been on the line with you a lot. I don't even know if this is legit. I'm just pursuing it because it's my job to pursue this 100%. We would let... But there's something important you need to know, Lee.
Yes.
When people come from a long way, you know, it's not like we provide you with that transportation. This would be a trip of your own accord.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I would tell you this. If you are indeed a turbo hottie...
I am.
Which has been the subject of much debate right now, even whether you're a man or a woman, but we're, you know, a lot of the things are panning out. I will tell you, the Greenville thing has panned out so far. We had you both on the line at the same time, but I will tell you this, that if you come up here, you know, you got to come up here on your own. You got to do it on your own, and then, you know, as far as what you would like to do, keep talking.
Okay, well, I'm thinking a lot of paint, okay, and I'm thinking a large canvas.
What city are you in, Lee? What city are you in right now?
I prefer not to say because that really locates me.
Charlie, do you want to pick up and ask her what city she's in? Do you want to do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Charlie's going to talk to her for a second. We'll take you off the air, okay, Lee?
Do you promise?
Yeah, we'll take you off the air. Take her off the air for a second, Rob.
She is off the air right now.
Inspector Gadget is on the case. As we get, you notice as this seems to develop a little bit more as to perhaps Lee coming up to the studio and rolling around naked on a paint-covered tarp?
I don't believe we've ever had that happen before. That wouldn't be bad.
No. If it all pans out, wouldn't that be something? I mean, it would come out of nowhere. I think now is Charlie's still grilling Lee.
I believe so.
And when we get her back on the line, we can find out. Now Lisa's whispering. This is a big inquisition going on here.
Behind the scenes.
A lot of behind the scenes. Now, is there any information we have?
I did not know he needed her to be put on hold. So now she's on hold.
Okay. So now he's talking to her.
I believe so. Yes.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you this right now that if this pans out. But it seems to me, in my experience, that women that sound like hotties on the radio, on phone sex lines, are inevitably not like hotties.
Like the woman in the Aerosmith video?
Because you've been a DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
Based on past experience.
It's like the cartoon I used to have on my refrigerator that shows this this kid sitting at a kitchen table, and he's got his head in his hands, and he's crying, and the mother's standing over him. The caption is, "Don't worry, son. I remember when I saw my first disc jockey." It's the way it works.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell Inspector Gadget, finish up with Lee. Okay,
I believe she is done. Ready to go on.
Hello, Lee.
Yes.
Okay, you're done with Charlie.
Thank you.
Was Mr. Broyhill our number one inquisitor? Was he satisfied with your answers?
I believe he was.
Charlie, come on in here. I want to see what your take is. We value your opinion as an inquisitor.
He's a great inquisitor.
He really is. I mean, he's
the
greatest. He's the dirty tricks artist of this show. He gets to the bottom of a lot of things. All right, Inspector Gadget, what do you think? What was your read on that situation?
I think this is a woman.
You do?
Thank God.
I agree. How do you weigh in on the hottie question?
I hung up on her on the first time because...
You thought she was a dupe?
No, I thought it was a waste of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think she's a hottie?
Based on her voice?
Yes.
I can't judge by voice.
Okay, thank you.
I've seen some of the people who come in here for games.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Her husband says she's a turbo hottie.
Is he? Well.
Okay. That's Charlie Broyhill. You know something?
What?
Lee, you might be really surprised to hear this, but from Charlie Broyhill, that was a rave review.
That's true.
It truly was,
Charlie
Lee.
Charlie Broyhill.
All right, now talk to me here. All right, we're talking about you coming up from North Carolina. Would you be willing to do that?
I would.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
That's why I called.
You know, we hate to be disappointed.
I hopefully want Don to be better by the time that I meet you guys.
Well, I'd say he's going to be back in Monday.
Right.
The way he sounded today, he might be back in tomorrow. He sounds great. I guarantee you he'd be back.
He's going to get a bath. If you guys had listened to
Lee?
Him, I speak Spanish,
Lee?
Too. Lee? I could have explained to you
Lee?
How to bathe him.
Lee! All right, so I'm wondering whether it's worth it. He's definitely going to be back here next week.
Is he good?
So the point is now, we've explained to you that we do not provide transportation. You'd have to get up here on your own.
Okay.
And if you did get up here on your own, you tell us right now, what did you have in mind? Right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Right now. This is what I have in mind. Okay. I have a large canvas in mind. I have a lot of paint in mind.
Paint.
See, liquid latex doesn't last. There's no proof.
Have you done something like this before?
Mm-hmm.
You've rolled around in paint naked? And you're gonna make a picture for us?
Well, do I get to keep it?
Yeah, you could keep it.
Okay.
I think the thrill for us would be watching you make it if you're a turbo hottie.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of paint do you use for this?
Well, I would have to find something that would definitely. I have extremely sensitive skin.
Now wait a minute. Now hold on. Now I'm getting suspicious because you said you've done this before.
Right.
And now you're saying you would have to find something.
Well, I would just have to.
What if you've done this before? You'd know to hold it, Lee. See. Lee.
Yes.
If you've done this before, you would know exactly what kind of paint to use.
Actually, I used to be really crazy and would put anything on me.
Used to be.
But now I'm very careful. It would have to be hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
And
all right, hold on a second. Hey, Lee? Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Hypoallergenic paint?
I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? That's the first thing that seems to be a chink in the armor.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah,
that's
hypoallergenic paint.
I was cruising through this with Lee, and then all of a sudden I said no. I didn't think there's...
I don't think Sherwin-Williams makes a hypoallergenic paint.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're getting... People are calling about this now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Tom.
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 How you doing?
How ye?
You guys are great.
How ye?
Well, Don gets better. First one, she said her husband was first following up, you know?
What?
When her husband walked in, he said, "I heard my wife on the radio."
Right.
And when she sent him back outside, she goes,
"Hold on, Lee. I think that's Don. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. Hello, Don?
Hi.
I knew it was you. How about that? You didn't have to wait, did you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't I do a good job?
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Master servant.
What is your read? I think it's BS.
Okay, listen. I thought it's BS all along.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say for the record that Gerald McCraney thinks his wife is a hottie.
Yes, this is true.
And Gerald McCraney's wife is that big, big Delta Burke.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, the chink in the armor, I agree with Rob on this, is when she started talking about, I'd have to get the hypo, I think she might be, the whole thing might be a scam.
I still think she's got a scrotum.
You still think she's a man?
I still think at some point at the end of all of this, she's going to say, "Nice talking to you."
Well, that would be very, very disappointing. You want to talk to her?
No, I don't want. I'm sick. I don't want to talk to her.
Well, I'm just. I'm. I
might
know.
Make you feel better.
Sure. Put her on.
All right. Hold on. Put them both on together. Lee. Hey, Lee. Lee.
Don has insulted me.
Don is here with us right now, Lee. Go ahead.
Don.
Hey, how you doing? From one man with a set of balls to another, how you doing?
First of all, Don, I hope that you're feeling okay and that you get a nice bath. Second of all, I do not have a scrotum.
Oh, Jesus, come on. Honey, listen, it's a shame that I'm not there that I couldn't say this to you over the microphone. Drop this phony, breathy, I wish I could give you a bath. Come on, talk in your real voice.
I wanted to give you a bath. I said, I hope you get one.
Talk in your real voice.
This is my real voice.
Oh, come on.
I can't help it. This is my real voice. Ask my husband.
Listen.
That's Ernie. Don, did you get a chance to meet Ernie?
I don't want to meet Ernie.
Ernie's in the car, but I'm sure he'd come.
Don, is there a chance you could put Alicia on the extension?
Alicia is upstairs right now. She's vacuuming.
Is she running the bath as we speak?
You know what? I hung up the phone with you before. She said,
hey, I can prove I'm a woman.
Alicia, put a sock in it for a second.
She said, Mr. Mike, what were they telling me about taking a bath?
Well, we're going to continue this inquisition. I'm going to go as long with this as I can because, you know, if it is...
Well, listen.
I mean, here's the situation.
Even if it is a woman...
Right.
I would bet you $1,000 it's a pig, and I would bet you $2,000 the pig never shows up.
I can't...
I would bet you're wrong.
Okay. All right. Let's say...
How much you want to bet?
Well, I see. I don't want to pay somebody to come up here and do this.
No, this would
well,
only be a bet.
You shouldn't bet any money.
I see, but I'm not prepared to bet just yet. You see, I want to, Lee.
I am a woman.
Lee,
of my word.
Lee,
yeah. Lee, do you have any paint in your ears?
Lee, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. I'm not prepared right now to make that bet because I'm not sure myself. I have to go a little further with it to find out. You know, wouldn't it be a nice pot of gold at the end of the rainbow though?
Do you have a fax machine?
Do we have a fax machine? Yes, we do.
Well, what if I...
What's the fax number, Rob?
1-800-6...
Lee!
She's going to say, what if I faxed you a picture? Well, listen, I could fax you a picture of Brad Pitt and tell you that was me.
How would we know the picture was... Lee.
Home fax.
Lee.
Yeah.
Lee, how would we know the picture was you?
Well, you won't... What if my mother told you it was? I mean, Jesus, how...
Lee, I would like to talk to you. I would like to talk to your mother.
My mother's not here.
Ah, how convenient.
Ah. Yeah, you see, I mean,
my mother does not live with my husband and I, thank
God. How convenient. Your mom doesn't have a telephone?
Of course she has a telephone.
Would your mother describe... Well,
Rob, just look it up. Look up the number of the old horse house.
Oh, come on. Now, come on now. If this goes all the way... Now, Lee... Lee?
That was offensive.
No, it wasn't.
All right, that was offensive. You're a fan of this show, and that was offensive.
Well, I am a fan of that show, but I'm also delicate.
You're delicate?
I'm sensitive.
Oh, please.
All right, I want Lee to send
you
us a fax.
You come down with a bag of flour, honey.
I want Lee to send
a bag of flour?
Yeah, we'll try to find the right spot.
Right, Don is not feeling well, Lee.
Don is not feeling well. And
He's not feeling well. He's got a kidney infection.
I'm feeling better today than I felt the last 4 days.
Well, I'm glad, Don.
Oh, that's good. I just hope everybody can get along.
What if Lee...
I really do.
...faxed a copy of her driver's license?
That's
then we'd
idea.
Be able to see a picture and a name. That
and we won't, you know, we'll tear it up as soon as we get it, Lee. You have to trust us on that.
Would you really?
Yeah, promise. Of course we will. We wouldn't do anything to it.
Okay.
All right. That's a great idea.
That.
That's a very, very good idea. Don, does that meet with your approval?
Well, yeah, of course. But, I mean, even if this does happen to be a woman who has female parts.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to look at the face. We're going to see the face.
A woman.
You know, she said earlier that her face looks like Kathleen Turner.
Cold pork pie.
Kathleen Turner. I just want to say, and you know, if her face does look like Kathleen Turner, perhaps that's the reason she is speaking the way she is.
Hi, Rosie.
Younger.
Hi, Rosie. All right, well, Lee, we're going to get you the fax number. We're going to have you do that. You're going to fax that to us, okay?
I will.
Well, listen my toot sweet.
All right, Lee, I want to talk to Don for a second. I'm going to put Lee on hold. I want to talk to Don. Lee, I'm coming right back to you.
There you go. Don is on now.
All right, Don, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going to pursue this inquisition and see what happens with Lee.
Well, I would bet she's full of crap.
I think that you're probably right.
Maybe she has a vagina, but not a chance she comes up from wherever it is she says that she's listening.
That is where I totally agree
with
you.
I think we're all
right. But I'm going to grill her on that. I'm going to see, you know, but wouldn't it be a wonderful homecoming gift for you if on Monday she was in the studio rolling around in paint and she was gorgeous and naked?
Not a chance.
A gallon of hypoallergenic
I'm not saying that I think it's going to happen. But if it did happen, wouldn't it be special?
Not a chance. You know, Alicia just broke off a banana. She just came down to the...
Are you speaking in code?
Alicia did what?
And she just broke off a banana. She said, don't do that anymore.
Hey, could I speak to Alicia again?
Sure. Hey, Alicia?
Yes? Hold on. Mike wants to talk to you one more time. Come here. Just one more time.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
See, in all seriousness, though, I mean, if... Yeah, I'm giving you the hypothetical. I know it won't happen, but if it did happen, it would be a good thing.
Oh, you mean if the...
If she was hot and she came up from North Carolina?
She's not. Hold on. Here's Alicia.
I just wanted to get that from Alicia the house.
Hello?
Alicia.
Yes?
Don needs a bath.
Oh, yes?
Yes. You have to bathe him now. You don't have to put him in the tub. Wipe him down with a sponge.
Soap and water.
Could you wash him with soap and water? Alicia?
Oh.
He needs a bath. Ask him if he wants a bath.
Are you wanting a bath?
No, I don't want a bath.
He don't want a bath.
But he really doesn't want a bath.
You must persist.
He really does.
He's very clean.
Ask him if you could feed him some grapes. Ask him if you would like to eat some grapes.
Would you like to eat some grapes?
Do I not want to eat what?
Grapes?
Tell him you'll peel them for him.
Do I want to eat what?
Grapes.
A grape?
I'm going to get her to peel you some grapes.
She doesn't want to peel me.
I'm
going
to get Alicia to feed you some grapes.
She doesn't want to peel me grapes.
Do you need to have your temperature taken?
She needs to take your temperature.
She's
very
terrified that any moment INS agents are going to be out. Bye, Alicia.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye-bye. Don't worry about me. Sick with IV tubes coming out of my arm. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine by myself. Thank you. Buenos Fuertes. I see you then.
He just told her good luck.
Miss Frida, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Is she leaving?
Yeah, she's leaving.
Is she, is she driving in a car? Or is she running?
No, she's jumping into a car. It appears to be some kind of lawn care vehicle.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Alicia, I want to talk to you. Even when you get back, I think we should talk to Alicia.
Yeah, she's good people.
You bathe Mr. Donnie good and feed him grapes, no?
And once again, here I am sick and totally alone.
Wow. You know, this is the day where you sound like you're going a little squirrely.
Yeah, I feel better today. I don't feel good enough to be there, but I feel good enough to do something besides sit in my house by myself.
You know, the acoustics are great there. They're better than the new studio.
You know, with no family members in sight.
Uh-huh.
Do you have dogs?
Dogs are outside with Alicia.
Well, I think Alicia, if she was a good housekeeper, she would have stayed with you. She would have stayed by your... You know, Don, you had mentioned that people weren't calling to wish you well.
Yeah.
There was one guy that did it very quickly, but we've got somebody now. I think this is a sincere greeting.
I don't want the pity. Please don't pat me.
Well, this is somebody... It's important to him, okay?
This is not so much a fan as an old friend.
It's an old friend. Hello, old friend.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with Don.
Hey, Don.
Oh, listen, this is my doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, doctor?
Yes.
How are you doing? Is this Don's doctor?
Yes, it is.
Dr. Gavin?
Yes, Dr. Gavin.
Dr. Gavin, what have you prescribed for Don?
I'm going to prescribe him some antibiotics if he can go to the drugstore and get them.
Hey, doctor?
Yeah.
I'm having a trouble reading your prescription. How did you spell kidney?
Kidney?
Yeah, kidney. How do you spell that?
K-I-N-D-E.
Perfect. Kindy.
Right.
And a doctor, could you roar for us?
Roar!
All right, well, say get well soon to Don, will you?
Get well soon, Don.
Thank you. Tom, thank God I'm not in the hospital, so you can't find my...
Delay.
Dump that out.
Thank you very much. We already did. All right, goodbye, Tom. Goodbye, Tom. Did
old
we hang
friend.
Up on Tom?
Tom is gone. Old friend.
All right.
Christ.
Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of this Lee issue because, you know, it's always my motto that no matter whether there's a shed of a chance that this might happen, we might as well pursue it.
I hope it's been good radio, but not a chance.
I think you're right. And that's sad.
I'm going to turn the radio off now, go upstairs, and try to get my jerk on because...
Because
J.C. Hayward's doing the 5 o'clock news.
That'll
on
do it.
Time.
Oh, baby. Well, you go enjoy yourself.
That'll fix those kidneys.
She's wearing a Cleopatra wig today.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh.
Yum.
All right, Don, you feel better.
All right, I will.
Talk to you later.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, boys. That's good. Let me go. Where's Lee? Is she
on
six?
Five?
Okay, now wait a minute. Who's on with Lee right now? No, she's on six, isn't she?
It says five on my screen.
Hello, is this Lee? Wait a minute.
Whoever needs to...
Hello, Lee?
Whoever has Lee needs to put Lee on hold.
No, this ain't Lee.
Yeah, hold on a second,
that,
sir.
Mike, that ain't Lee.
It might be. Hey, put Lee on hold. Are they in? Are they hearing me in the back?
They should be.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll see if we can still we can bring Lee up. We're gonna try to do the Highway Love Connection at some point,
right?
And we'll try to set that up next. So stick around. We'll find out about Lee rolling around naked on a canvas with paint. We'll try to do the Highway Love Connection. If you're single and you want to go on a date, you call us right now at 877-365-3636, and we will be right this after back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
Then let me finish the answer. Yeah. Is that okay,
go
Jeremy?
Ahead.
Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So
please
let me finish this.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. Better keep that in mind.
Ladies are always encouraged to call the Don and Mike Show at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Call us and get intimate.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door.
Oh,
Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt.
Let me tell you something. Tomorrow you can win a trip for two to New York City. Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex and the City this Sunday night at 9 p.m. only on HBO. The sexiest place on TV.
And sexy.
Now, coming up later on, I don't know, Mr. 40 has issues today. Apparently Mr. 40 is having a very difficult day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's my luck.
We should have held on to Grady Smoke.
Grady Smoke could have helped us. I'll let Grady Smoke judge the poems.
Oh, that might
but
be
if
good.
But if Mr. 40 doesn't call us, we have to give away this spot on a trip to see the Tyson-Galata fight
in Detroit.
It's a great trip, and one guy is going to go with Mr. 40 to this fight. I want to do it with your odes to Mr. 40, but it's no fun, and it's not going to work if we don't have Mr. 40 here.
To be the judge.
We're waiting on him. He's having a very busy day. I guess he's collecting 40s all over the area. And if he calls in, we'll get to that as soon as possible. But before we do that, and we got the Love Connection coming up, I do want to get back to this issue with lovely, beautiful Lee. Lee, are you there? This isn't Lee, is it?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on just a second. All right, let's go. All right, now, Charlie, put Miss Lee on hold, please, if you're on the phone with her.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Were you talking to Charlie Broyhill, Lee?
I am, and I'm faxing Charlie pictures.
Now, I saw a fax in the back room. I saw a fax. Did it get lighter? Did we get a lighter copy, Charlie?
Well, we're sending one.
Okay. All right, you're sending one right now. Now, Charlie's in here.
No, the copies didn't get any lighter. The only thing her driver's license says to indicate she's a woman is the F for sex.
You know,
well, that's pretty good.
You know, that picture is interesting. I mean, it's such a bad copy that it's impossible to tell what you look like, which to me adds to the mystery, Lee.
And how about this one?
Oh, that looks like a glamour shot or something like that.
No,
was that taken near a body of water, Lee, or what?
Yes, it was. It was my backyard.
Oh, was that poolside?
No, actually, that's the ocean.
Oh, the ocean. Fantastic. Well, hold on a second, Lee, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want to talk to...
Painted.
Lee?
Yes.
Hold on just a sec. We'll come right back, okay?
Okay.
I want to talk to Chief Inquisitor. What happened just then? What was that?
There was a miscue.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm sorry.
Turn your microphone on. What do you think? You are the Chief Inquisitor with Lee. This is a woman. Do you think that, A, she is on the level, and, B, that she's a hottie?
I think she is a woman.
Right. Right. Yeah, so we've determined. I agree with that. Right. I think we've established that she's a woman.
Right. And whether or not she's a hottie remains to be seen.
Okay, because she really hasn't sent a credible picture.
Right. You can't tell from
that. And then after all that, that's the thing that I agree with Don on almost 100% is that she's not going to come up here. But, we're really, hold on a second. We've got.
And remember, by Lee's description, she has the body of Marilyn Monroe and the face of.
Cold pork pie?
Kathleen Turner.
Very good, Rob. So, hello, Donna Mike Show. You think you can prove whether she's a girl?
Definitely.
All right, how do you do that?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. First off.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
This is Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Say hi to Charlie Broyhill, who is now in studio with us.
Hi, Chuck.
Oh, he doesn't like to be called Chuck. It might be best to call him Charlie.
I'm sorry.
He's
Charlie.
Here today. All right. So, Erica, you know how Lee can prove she's a girl.
Yeah, because do you know how easy it is?
Oh, God. No,
that was coming.
All right, Lee. All right. Yeah, now,
I know how I can prove to you I'm a girl.
How's that, Lee?
You want me to describe BMS?
Not really.
No, that.
any guy,
any guy could do
that.
That's
true. Any guy could do that.
All right. Now, Lee, let's do this.
Okay.
Let us assume that you are a girl.
Okay. Good.
Let us assume that you are a hottie.
Okay.
Neither of these facts have been established in totality.
Right. Which means I have to come there to prove it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. And you heard what Don had to say. And I have to say, I agree with him. Even if you were a turbo hottie, even if you roll around and do performance art. The issue is, from North Carolina up here to Washington, D.C., it's an effort. It's a long drive.
What, 8 hours?
Would you be willing to do this?
Why do you think I called?
Really? Would you come up on Monday? No time like the present.
Let's see. Monday.
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 You'd have to leave probably in the morning. We get here by showtime.
It'd be wonderful exposure for your performance, art, Lee.
And on the plus column,
it'd be really wonderful for you guys too.
You sounded so much like a man just then.
Oh, yeah. That's the 16th, right?
What?
That's the 16th. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No? Absolutely. Monday the 16th, Lee.
The 16th is bad. How about the 23rd?
That would be a week from Monday. How about Tuesday? Anytime next week that would be good?
Next week, because Don's coming back, and I think we ought to...
It's very bad. I have to meet with a senator and another senator.
A senator? Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
it's getting thicker and thicker.
You know, senators are also in Washington, D.C. You might be able to kill two birds with one stone. We got a mess of senators just down the road.
I know you guys are a mess.
Lee,
yes.
You could move things around, couldn't you? And do it Monday? It'd be fantastic. Don coming back after being sick, it would be just fantastic. It would be my way of saying, welcome home, old pal.
Trust and pray.
Do it for Don.
I tell you what.
What?
Well, that would mean that I'd have to reschedule with my therapist.
Now we have a therapist involved.
This is the first thing
Doctor,
that I truly
hold
believe.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Is this a psychotherapist?
She's an incredible therapist.
What kind of therapist?
Well, actually,
hold on a second,
her list
Lee.
Is
Lee,
incredible.
Lee, hold on.
Mm. Yes.
Hold on. I need to talk to my colleagues.
Okay.
All right. And we're all jumping on Lee here because it's just getting thicker and thicker.
Well, you know, most people that have to take time out to see a therapist aren't juggling that with a meeting with two senators.
This is true.
That's the thing right there.
It's becoming weaker and weaker. I'm going to cut her loose if we can't get to the bottom of this. Hold on. Lee.
Okay.
All right, we've heard senators, we've heard therapists, we've heard all this. Lee.
You want me there Monday?
Want you there Monday. I want you to come up. I want you to roll around and paint naked.
What time?
What time? 3 o'clock.
Be here at 3 o'clock. Bring paint, bring canvas.
You get a whole hour of the show to yourself.
I do.
Maybe. No, I don't know. I can't promise that.
Now, hold on. I have to run out and okay this with my husband.
All right. Ernie?
Yes.
Ernie said it's okay.
Yeah, Ernie was good with it. He said
Ernie digs it. He's going to come with you. He's going to wait for you out in the lobby.
Well, Ernie can't come with me that day.
Well, then tough. Then you come up by yourself.
Exactly.
And Ernie will be able to listen to you on the radio.
Right. You're allowed to drive, aren't you, darling?
Of course.
So it's, it's not that long a drive.
No.
8 hours is a long drive.
It's a long drive.
Come
but, you know, the good thing, Lee. Lee.
I want to prove to
Lee.
Lee. He needs to eat his work.
Lee.
Yes.
See, the good thing is you could do the drive on the weekend.
I know. That's what I'll do.
You know, maybe we could put Lee up at the Breezeway.
I don't think that's a good idea.
What?
They've just remodeled the Breezeway.
Yes, it's wonderful. They've actually given them towels now.
They have an ice machine, a Pepsi machine.
Lee.
Yes.
All right. So, Lee, Monday.
Monday.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be there.
And what are you going to do when you get here?
But you got to tell me what address to come to.
Charlie Broyhill will handle all that, and we'll find out whether it's all a big bunch. And won't we eat our words if you come up here and roll around in pain and you're a turbo hottie?
You know what? You are going to eat them like you wouldn't believe.
I look forward to a delicious meal of words.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
All right, Lee, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I will reserve judgment until we see whether you're going to get here. And, of course, Charlie Broyhill will talk to you. When you get to the studio, what are you planning on doing? Tell us right now.
I already told you.
Go ahead. I want to hear you say it. In your Kathleen Turner voice, I want to know exactly what you're going to do when you get here in the studio.
Kathleen Turner's voice.
We'll be passing the silver grade.
What are you going to do, Lee?
Okay, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot of paint. I'm thinking a large canvas. I'm thinking rolling around.
Right.
And
naked?
it?
Oh, no, now they're all deals. Now you're teasing. Lee?
Now, I'm not going to say that because I don't think that's nice.
Okay.
Ernie said...
Bye, Lee.
Hi. Wait.
We're going to hang up on you now.
Well, you dare hang up on me.
We're going to hang up on you, Lee. You're a tease.
I'm not a tease.
You're a tease, Lee.
I need an address to come to.
Are you going
to
be that? Are you going to roll around naked?
Okay. Naked. You got it.
Naked? Okay. Hold on.
There you go.
Hold on, Lee. We look forward to seeing you Monday.
Okay. 3 o'clock.
All right. All right. Bye.
I don't know.
I will eat my words.
Oh, I don't think you'll be eating any.
I don't think there's a chance.
You don't have to stray from your diet if you're worried about eating those words.
I do not think there is any chance whatsoever that that's going
to
happen.
But what a distinct pleasure to speak to her.
Yeah, I know. It's always a pleasure.
Isn't it?
Hey, hold on a second. Let me go to line number two. Hello?
Yeah.
There's a friendly voice.
40?
What's going on?
How are you, 40?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, 40, you know, we need you, man, because we got to give away your date.
Yeah, I'm stuck. That's what I told you yesterday. It was short notice. But you know what?
And you're a major star now, 40. You got to deal with these short notice things.
I was just over there, too, and I had to come back because we were supposed to do something at the office, and the information didn't come, so now I don't even have to do it. But there's no way I would make it back over there before 7.
That's okay. So do we have you on the phone now? Because, you know, you have to be here for this to work.
Absolutely.
You have to be on the phone. You have to be on the phone at least. And I have to give you your props if you'll stay and let the guys recite poetry, because you have to judge.
All right. Hold on. Let me think for a second.
You know, we spoke to your brother today.
Is everybody difficult today, or is it just me?
No, you can do it over the phone.
Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to do a show. No, it's on the phone. We want you on the phone, 40. You can stay on the phone. That's all we need.
All right. I'm here. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Now, you got to hold on through a break, and then we're going to have people call in with your poetry, okay?
All right.
Now, all right. Can you do that, 40?
Yes, I'm holding.
Very good. Okay, now here's the deal, all right? Change in plan. We were going to do the Highway Connection, Love Connection, but we've got to change things around right now. We are going to give away a trip for two to Detroit, Detroit, to see Tyson versus Golota for one male in the listening audience in the Baltimore, Washington area.
Greater metro area.
Your trip will include the company of the fabulous Mr. 40. And you are a wonderful date, aren't you, 40?
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
He's just chilling. The trip will include round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations with Mr. 40, because 40 won't let his wife won't let him go with a woman.
Right.
And tickets to the event, courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cable Vision. Tyson versus Golota is in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event. And 40?
Are the drinks included?
I'm sure, 40. We'll throw in the drinks for you. Don't worry about it. And I'll tell you right now, what you have to do if you are in the Baltimore, Washington area is call now with a pre-prepared poem.
Make it good.
And make it good. We don't want crap, but 40 will be the judge.
Right.
And we will stop the contest as soon as 40 hears the poem that he likes. Do you fancy yourself a good judge of poetry, 40?
Well, it's been a long time, but I think I can bring it back up again.
You can do it.
All right. Well, we'll make this quick because we know you're very busy today. I'm not even going to ask what you're doing today, 40, but I hope it's legal.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Very good. So hang on the line, Mr. 40, okay?
Yeah.
All right, that's Mr. 40, and call with your poetry. When we come back, someone will go to Detroit, but you better have a good poem.
That's right.
Because I'll
tell
you, it wasn't the Harley Davidson calls that got me exasperated. It was that Lee.
Yeah.
She's a handful, Rob.
She's a definite handful. And you know what? I look forward to meeting her on Monday at 3.
Why do you want to go to Detroit with Mr. 40? Mm-hmm. Tell us in a poem, and we'll have that when we come back.
This is the Dawn and Mike.
Look out, Lee!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Who let the dogs out?
Cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
We are back with Mr. 40 on the Don and Mike Show. We have a ton of guys, and I mean guys, that are standing by to give the ode to 40. And let's get right to Mr. 40 right now.
40 is on.
Hello, 40. 40.
Yo.
Hi, Mr. 40.
You can't hear me for real?
I can hear you right now. How you doing?
Don.
How you doing, dog?
Mike.
How you doing? You got a get well wish for Don,
the
dog?
The phone's not working. Mike.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
He can't hear you.
Hello?
You can't hear me?
He was just funning you, dog.
Hey, 4-0.
What's up?
You got a get well wish for Don?
Pay that man his money.
Oh, they won that fourth game over the weekend.
Yes,
oh, that's right.
Absolutely.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money. Give him his props.
Me and his money.
All right, 40, we finally got you. And I'll tell you something, the president is easier to get in touch with today. You're a very busy man today, so we're lucky to have you. And we're about to give away the trip to Detroit, where you and some lucky fellow will be going to Detroit, Michigan, to see the Tyson-Galata fight. And it's all going to work with poetry. Now, you can stop this contest whenever you want, Mr. 40.
Right, right.
You know, but we've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 4 guys standing by on the line here, maybe even more. And then we've got a fax also, a fax poem that was sent in.
Okay.
So are you ready, Mr. 40?
Yeah, and you guys, you know, help me out, because, you know,
we'll help you out.
My judgment isn't the greatest.
Absolutely, but, you know, it's really your final decision. But, you know, if I think you're out of line, I'll let you know, okay? All right, let's go to our first guy. Who are we going to, Rob? Broderick. This is Broderick with his poem. Broderick, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
Say hi to 40.
Hey, what's up, Mr. 40?
What's up, dog?
Broderick, after you hear this poem, you're going to realize what you're saying, Mr. 40.
Hey, Broderick?
Yes, sir.
Are you a man of color?
Of course.
Well, that would certainly probably be good for 40, right? Wouldn't you like to go with a brother, 40?
Oh, man, all beer is gold.
All beer is gold. All
there
right.
You go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Broderick with his ode to Mr. 40.
All right, Mr. 40, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The 40 reminds me of times of old, when I was a young lad with only enough money for Philly and the English of all. At this time, I was no more than 16. I would go to the liquor store and give my money to a crack fiend.
Oh,
he would then reply, "Brother, I'll be right back." Within minutes, he had my order in a brown paper sack. I'd take the bag and give him some change and say, "I'll be right back." Sometime I do this alone, sometime I do this with a friend. Sometime I score, and sometime I win, and the mission would end. But most missions ended up prosperous, as long as there were no undercover cops to stop us.
That's a hell of a problem.
I get the 40s are returning my friends as a king.
Jesus.
If you are ever an underage alcoholic, you know exactly what I mean. But Ice House, St. Ives, Slip, and Bud Ice, Mickey's, Colt 45, Cobra, Miller Lite, always got us nice. Whether it be a high school lunch break or late Friday night, if I was with my crew, 40s, we're always in sight.
All right, Broderick, are you done?
I can be done.
All right, yeah.
Jesus, please.
Good place.
All right, put Broderick on hold. Leave Mr. 40 on here.
I do
right,
love a happy ending.
All right, hey, 40, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Nah, that was tight, though. I know what he was going through.
All right, you're the judge.
I felt that.
Just it was long.
Just don't give your money to no crack man.
That's right, don't do that. And I didn't like the underage drinking.
He said sometimes he scores, sometimes he wouldn't. They might have run off with him.
Like I was looking at my childhood there.
But
all right.
It certainly did make underage drinking seem nostalgic, didn't it?
All right, let's get the next guy. Rob, who's next?
Going to Brad now.
Brad is here. Hi,
Brad.
Hey, Mike, A40.
Hey, Brad. How you doing, Brad? Where are you calling from, Brad?
I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, Mike.
Woodbridge, Virginia. Okay, you got a poem for Mr. 40?
I certainly do. What's up, 40?
What's up, dog?
Hey, listen here. We got one for you. There once was a homie who liked to drink beer. Just because I like him, don't make me queer. He calls and he laughs on the Don and Mike show. I heard he drinks beer because his marijuana won't grow. 40 will drink any beer you provide. He's obviously cool because Don said he'd give him a ride. I think I like 40 because I drink beer too. A 12-ounce of 40, a 12-pack or two. I wrote him this poem so me he would pick. This contest for men so he won't think with his prick. It'll be lots of fun. I'm white and you're brown. Let's pack up our crap and head to Motown. I'm hoping I win and on my wife and on me my wife will pound. One final plea, I've got a tattoo that says 40 ounce.
Wow, do you really?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Oh, whoa, that's pretty. Is that it? Is that it, Brad?
That's it, Mike.
40, I kind of like that one.
Yeah, that one was entertaining.
All right, Brad, you are definitely in the running. Stay on the line,
right,
okay?
Thanks.
I like that, and he's got a tattoo that says 40 on it. Who do we go to next?
Big Dave, David.
Big David, how you doing?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
We're doing great. Say hi to 40, Dave.
40, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, dog?
All right, you got a tough one. 40 really liked Broderick, and Brad had a really good poem, too. So, David, you're up with your poem for Mr. 40 for the trip to Detroit.
Short and sweet. Roses are red.
No,
disqualified.
Lose him, Rob. Lose him. David's gone.
Gone.
David is gone, 40. We don't accept any red roses or red violets or blue poems.
You know,
said that.
It was such the easy. The rules were so easy.
And especially after Brad's effort and Broderick's effort.
Yeah, violation.
We can't do that. Who's next? Who are we going to go to next?
Let's go to Phil, I believe.
Phil?
Phil Connors.
Phil from Arlington. Hi, Phil.
Howdy, guys. How you doing?
Say hi to Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40. How you doing?
What's up, dog?
I just like that part.
I do,
I'm
too.
Sorry. Just call me crazy. All right, Phil, you want to go to Detroit, huh?
Oh, you betcha, man. That's
all right.
The place to be.
You got some tough competition, and I hope your poem doesn't start with roses or red.
No.
All right, go ahead, Phil.
An ode to 40. Was long ago, well, back in September, Donna Mike reached down and grabbed their new member.
Oh.
Selected for his skills, not for his fame nor glory, they dubbed this demigod as Mr. 40. Straight out of Compton? Nah, 40's from D.C. Down with a hurricane, bull, or O.E. My suitcase I'll fill with private stock, because you know Mrs. 40 still wants her big... Tyson will swing those fists fast like huge logs. I'll say, yo, 40, catch an ear for me, dog. Upon the return, Mike will give 40 props and aplomb when we publish it all on Mr40.com.
There you go.
All right, I like that one.
Not bad at all.
Boy, I think, what do you think? Hey, Phil, that was 40. What do you think of Phil?
Yo, everybody, that was tight.
That was tight. All right, hold on. Hey, Phil,
down tight.
You are in the running, Phil, okay?
I'm killer.
All right, hold on a second.
Wow.
That is Phil, and man, these are good. These
That'll
are a million
They're all
percent,
good so far.
Million times better than I thought. We're going to do a Tiny next?
Yes, Tiny. Hi, Tiny.
All right, we got a couple more here. Tiny, how you doing?
All right, man. How you getting along?
Where are you calling from, Tiny?
Alexandria.
Tiny, say hi to 40.
Hey, 40, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, champ? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Yeah, I can't compete with these guys.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate, but you got to give it a shot here. And then we have a fax poem for 40.
All right.
But Tiny.
Do you remember me, Mike, the big bald guy?
Yeah.
Tiny, sure.
Yeah. Are you the one who pleasured yourself for the meatball sub?
Hey, man's got to do what a man's got to do.
That's right.
All right, Tiny.
Tiny's a big guy. He could cover your back, 40, but...
Absolutely.
Let's see what his poem is. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, Tiny.
I want to go to Detroit with Mr. 40. Drink a beer, check out the hotties, maybe unleash Mr. Shorty. And then I want to go see Tyson beat that guy ill. And then maybe we'll come back and bitch slap Charlie Broy Hill.
Is that it?
That's short but sweet. What can I do?
Short but sweet. Okay, Tiny. 40, what do you think? Do you want to string him on or do you want to let Tiny go?
Yeah, I don't know if I can hang with the other three.
All right,
yeah.
Tiny, okay. We got to let you go, but nice effort, okay?
Yeah, no problem. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Tiny.
Bye, Tiny.
And he's gone. Now, we got a couple of lines open here at 1-877-365-3636. So we'll take a couple more if you can get in with them. But 40, I've got a fax for you, too, okay?
All right.
And, of course, I will be reading this for you, 40.
Do it in your most soul man voice, Mike.
I'm going to try to sound as much like a brother as I can. Are you ready?
Do your Marvin Gaye.
All right, here we go.
Mike's Marvin Gaye.
How about I read it like Marion Barry?
Oh, I like that.
All right, 40?
If that's what you want to do.
An ode to 40. Take me to the fight. That's by Steve. No, Steve's from Greenville, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it says he's from Greenville, but I'll read it to you anyway, but he can't go.
So this is simply an exhibition, not a part of the competition.
But I just have this desire to read it like Mr. Marion Barry.
Here we go. Your Honor?
With Mr. 40 as my guest, we'll fit Detroit to the test. I was born and raised there, too, so I know just what to do. If the plane lands with time to spare, I know the perfect bar with breasts to bear. But was it Heineken, Mickey's, who knows? Eventually, it's off the fight we will go. The paths of over the hills is the site of the fight. We will meet champion women. I think we just might. Crazy, wild, obnoxious, you bet. A cooler white guy you will never get. Doesn't sound right with me saying it like this. October 20th, Tyson Galata. Choose me to go because I really want to.
There you go. That was lovely, I thought.
All right, Rob, we got time for just one or two more. Who do we have here? Do we have anybody else?
I believe we can go to a new contestant by the name of...
Dean.
Dean O'Dean.
Hey, Dean O'Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Dean.
How you doing, Mr. 40?
Yeah, what's up, dog? What's up, dog?
All right, I'll make it two as I can.
Dean, you got a very, very difficult competition here.
Okay, well, we'll give it a try.
All right, then.
Easily I approach the 40 ounce and I ain't no joke. As I raise the bottle to my lip and get ready to take a big old sip, I think about it as I'm driving in my car, Mr. 40. He's a major effing star. Now, I've only got one thing to say. Mr. 40, please take this white boy with you for a day.
Is that it?
That's it.
What do you think, 40?
It was cool, man, but you know you got that from.
He's a very nice...
Yeah,
I know, that was creative, though.
Yeah, it was creative. I think he's letting you down easy, Dean.
I think we can hang, Mr. 40.
No, I'm afraid not, Dean.
All right, man.
Nice try, Dean. Nice effort. We go to line 6. David, I think we got time for one more 40, and then it'll be Phil, Broderick, and Brad.
Right.
They're in the running. So, David, you're on line number 6. How you doing?
I'm here.
Are you all set? Say hi to 40.
Hey, 40, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up?
All right, Dave.
All right, I've heard, you know, you've been on for a short time, and I've heard the angry black man call and bust your balls, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I got a little poem about that, and your brother even called today.
Yeah, is that your real brother, 40?
My brother called?
Yeah.
Grady Smoke?
Grady Smoke?
Yeah.
He called today.
I was listening, and I made this up about 5 minutes ago. I make it real, it's short, but...
No, I bet it's great.
It's better than great.
Go ahead, David.
Mr. Fort, you are the man. I'd like to see the angry black man kiss your can. Smokey, your brother, was a treat. I'd like to see the angry black man kiss his feet. I'd like to go chill while we watch the angry black man grill. That's short and sweet.
40, I'm just guessing we're going to dump him.
You know, it was
good merit, though, because he jumped in at the right time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, but you want...
The other three guys, they almost have.
Yeah. All right, do you want to keep David?
Scholarly merit to them.
Do you want to keep David, or do you want to throw David back?
I'm still trying to decide between the other three. Thanks,
okay,
though, Dave.
Thanks, David. Way to go. 40's a very gentle soul. He's very, very kind to our callers here. Well, let me tell you something, 40. That means it's down to three that you have to choose from, okay?
Right.
Now we're either going to pick Brad, who had a very nice poem, Broderick, who had a very nice lengthy poem.
Yes.
Or Phil, and it's your decision. So for the trip to Detroit, Mr. 40, will it be Brad, Broderick, or Phil?
Have you played the drum roll too quick? Because I had a question.
Oh, well,
all right, hold on.
Ahead.
Stop the drum roll. He can recue it.
Sure.
All right, what's your question, 40?
Everybody's over 21, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they
yes.
are. If they're not, we'll throw them back.
By definition.
We'll go to the runner-up. Yes, they're all 21. What do you plan on doing with them, 40? Just kidding. All right, so...
Sure, you know.
Okay, now that we've answered that question, do you have any further questions, Mr. 40, before we go on? The question is, will it be Brad, Broderick, or Phil?
Man, I feel like I'm on Survivor.
It is difficult, Mr. 40, but they're always asked to be a winner and a loser.
Well, he sounded like a man after my own heart, man. I had to go with Broderick. Huh?
Broderick! He went with the brother. He went with the brother, Broderick. Broderick? Broderick, are you there? Oh, my God. Have we lost Broderick? Rob, do we have Broderick?
We should. Broderick?
Hello?
There he is.
Broderick.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
You are the man.
Oh, man, no. Mr. 40's the man.
Are you a brother, Broderick?
Oh, of course, dog.
All right. And you have been picked by Mr. 40. Let me tell you what you have won, all right?
Yes.
You have won a trip for two to Detroit to see Tyson versus Galata. Your trip will include round-trip airfare, two nights hotel accommodations, and tickets to the event courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cable Vision. Tyson versus Galata is in demand. Live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event. Broderick, say hi to 40. He chose you.
Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There we are.
Don't sound child funny, though. Stop saying that I chose him like that, man.
Well, you chose him. You know, you made the decision. I know
he
that's
is the chosen one.
That's
hold on.
Not...
Hey, actually, fellas, I didn't even finish the whole poem.
We know.
Yeah. Right. That might be something to read on the plane.
All right.
So now it's just two guys on a lovely trip to Detroit to see a wonderful prize fight. And, you know...
I use words like lovely and wonderful, man.
It's lovely. It's just dreamy. Let me tell you again, you're going to have... drive, a dreamy round trip airfare, a lovely two night hotel stay, and just a fab flight.
Fab.
And you know, when you come back, I'm sure we'll give you guys your props.
Right.
So, 40, any parting words as we wrap this wonderful segment up?
No. You know, thank you guys. It's always a pleasure. I wish I could have stopped in. Actually, I got a message from Charlie that, you know, that Don was going to be out again.
Right. Yeah, he's going to be back. I think he's going to be back on Monday. He's got a kidney infection, but he's called in. He sounds a lot better today, too.
Oh, so he won't be back till Monday?
He'll be back on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Charlie was telling me, you know, come co-host with you.
Oh, really?
Come on in.
Yeah, well, you're 40. You are welcome anytime. You know that.
But, all right.
All right?
Thanks, man.
And Broderick, you are the big winner.
Hey, man, you guys are the greatest, man.
All right, way to go, Broderick. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chief.
And thanks, 4-0.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome, guys.
Okay, put them on hold.
Okay, hold on.
There we go. All right.
Good job, everybody.
Fantastic. That was good. They're better than I expected.
Uh-huh.
Well, do we have time for Highway Love Connection? Yes, we do. We're going to do that right now because I said we were going to do that earlier. If you are a single lady, all you have to do is take your car, pull it over to the side of the road.
Right.
Give us a call, and we'll give you 60 seconds to sell yourself and describe yourself. And if you can find love, you will win $100 to go on a dream date with a special someone. The Highway Love Connection, all you need is a car with a cell phone, and give us a call right now at 1-877-365-3636. The Highway Love Connection is coming up next.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Don't make them pimp smack you. Don and Mike.
And we are back, and I have to apologize. You know, I don't do this very often, and occasionally we get backed up on time, and a lot of stuff happens, and we get jammed up. We have run out of time for the Highway Love Connection today. We're not going to have time for that. I apologize, because I said to Charlie during the break that I actually said it twice that we were going to do that, and then Mr. 40 called,
right?
And it got all kind of crazy, but you know how we are in this show. We move everything around for major celebrities.
That's right. Oh, absolutely.
And we have a very special celebrity on the line right now, really? Calling from Good Morning America, a classmate of mine at American University. I'm so glad he called today. Mr. Tony Perkins.
Good morning, America. How are you?
You are so nice to call. That's very nice of you to call. How are you doing, Tony?
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, Don has a kidney infection, and so I'm in here soloing, and I said, Charlie asked me, he said, you know, who do you want to have on the show? And you were at the top of the list. I said, I'd love to talk to Tony again and find out how things are going on Good Morning America up in New York City.
Nice. It's always my pleasure to be a part of your show, and give Don my best. I hope he's feeling better.
He's called in a couple of times. He is on the road to recovery. He was even yelling at his housekeeper today, so I think things are going very well.
Now, so does this change your plans? Because I know you guys were going to be in New York tomorrow.
Yeah, we were going to come up to New York, and that does change the plans. We'll try to probably make it up there next week. We can't make it up there this week because it's just been kind of a crazy week.
Sure.
So how's it? Is everything still going well on Good Morning America?
Yeah, we're still plugging along. Things are, Charlie and Diane are still in place. I'm still there, hanging on.
I have to ask you a question. I'm going to get this out of the way. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Sure,
but
okay.
I pick up the paper today, and I'm reading this article, Talk Around ABC News. Ted Koppel, I don't know if you've heard about this.
I read this in the paper today.
Okay, I just don't know if you saw it. You know, miffed at being bumped last week from ABC's Good Morning America. To make a long story short, I guess he's promoting a book.
Right.
And I guess they had a scheduling conflict. I mean, I don't know whether to believe this stuff or not. Did you hear anything about this at all?
This is the strange thing on that. I heard nothing about it, read about it in my office after the show today, about an hour after the show. And so it makes me kind of wonder, because something like that would be pretty major, and you know people would be running around whispering about it, and I hadn't heard anything.
Now, have you met Ted Koppel?
Oh, yeah. I worked at ABC years ago in Washington.
Right.
And actually was a production assistant on his show for a while.
You know, way back when we were both going to American University together, he came in to do a thing. They used to have the studios for National Public Radio on our campus.
Right.
And he was there, and I talked to him for about 30 minutes, and the only thing I took away from that conversation with him is he's just a really cool guy. I mean, a very down-to-earth, very nice guy. And when I read this today, I said,
that just didn't strike me as the kind of thing. I mean, it seemed to me maybe it was just a scheduling deal, but, you know, I didn't see Ted Koppel saying, well, you know, F them, I'm going to go over to the Today
right.
Show.
You know, right. I couldn't, number one, I couldn't imagine that we would intentionally bump him, but if we did, and it's possible that it happened, I wouldn't think he would be ticked off about it. I mean, he certainly knows how things go. Now, again, I haven't talked to Ted about this, but he's a very cool guy. The other thing about Ted is he's a very, very funny guy. One of the things that was interesting working at Nightline back in the 80s was the sense of humor that he had. He does a great Richard Nixon impression.
Right.
He's a very, very funny guy, and that's not something that you would necessarily know.
I'd pay big bucks. I would pay big dollars to see that.
Yeah, I think that'd be excellent.
I'd like to see Ted slam back a couple of cocktails. Hey, do your Nixon, Ted. Do it on Nightline. It'd be fantastic. So how are things going? Is Diane Sawyer still not speaking to you?
You know, they, and you're the only guy I can open up to about.
Thank you, Tony.
On the air, they're wonderful to me. Behind the scenes, they're very cruel. They often lock me in my dressing room, so I'm late getting out to the set. That's not a good thing.
Sound like you got a little cold. You got a little cold today?
I do have a little cold, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I've been on all week with a hoarse voice.
No, it's the schedule. So now, are you going to be traveling anywhere in the near future?
I am going to Dallas next week for the Texas State Fair. I'm going to be, I think, riding a bull at some point.
Yeah. Tony, as many of you might not know, Tony has the cherry assignment in Good Morning America.
Sure.
Tony is the one that not only with all the major weather disasters that occur around the country, Tony is also sent to the Texas State Fair.
It goes from one extreme to the other. Either I'm dealing with life or death situations, or I'm riding a sheep.
It's a great gig in television. It really is. Do you get it? Do you get any input as far as, you know, you've been there a while now. Do you get to say, hey, I'd like to maybe do this? I know you're from the Washington, D.C. Are you still have your house down here?
I still have a house down there. I'm down there every weekend. I actually plan my schedule around Redskins games.
You still have your Beatles room?
Still have my Beatles room.
Okay.
You have a Beatles room. You'd like
really?
This, bro.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, Tony's an avid Beatles collector. He's got all the, you know, memorabilia. He's got a Beatles room.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In fact, we've actually showed the room on the show, and one of the things that they've been very cool about is letting me do a couple of Beatles things on the show. I think I mentioned last time I was with you guys, I interviewed Ringo Starr, just did a piece last week on the Beatles anthology. So that's nice. They let me indulge my passions.
Well, that's good.
Very cool.
Now, on Good Morning America right now, it's Diane Sawyer. Now, Jack Ford sits in occasionally?
He sits in when Charlie is off, but Charlie's been back since a couple of weeks ago.
I want to ask you about, you know, with Good Morning America, the way I understood it, when they first brought on Charlie and Diane Sawyer, of course, you were included in that. You were the new hire,
right,
where they brought you up from Washington, D.C., and it was indicated, at least from everything I read, that Good Morning America was going to pretty much have Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer as the kickoff group, and they were going to be there for a while, but mm-hmm. then eventually they were going to move out and they were going to bring in some new blood. So this guy Jack Ford, is he going to move into Charlie's slot eventually? I mean, or is anything going to happen?
I think that eventually he will. They have made no formal announcement of that, but there's open speculation about it in the press, and it really does seem to be the thing, because whenever Charlie is off, Jack is the one to fill in. I think this is very interesting, and maybe I shouldn't be talking about this. Yeah, they brought Charlie and Diane in January of 1999. They said this is a short-term thing to get the show back on track.
Right.
And what happened was the show started doing very well. Ratings went up, I think, a total of 38% over a 4, 5, or 6 month period.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was doing so well, and the response to Charlie and Dan was so good that it kind of makes it hard 4 or 5 months down the line to say, okay, now we're taking them out. So they've been there now for a year and a half. They're in it for a while. There's no talk right now about, okay, the end date is such and such a date. I think they're going to hang in there for as long as they're comfortable hanging in there. But I do think eventually there'll be changes. Jack Ford will probably come in for Charlie. The other talk is it'll either be Elizabeth Vargas or Dr. Nancy Snyderman coming in for Diane. I don't know what eventually is going to happen, but at some point they'll move on and others will be there.
All right, well, you've been there a while, Tony, and, you know, I want to tell you how proud we all are of you, you know, reaching the heights of national television and being the weatherman for Good Morning America. You've been there long enough. What is the best thing and what is the worst thing about doing that show, and you don't have to mention that it's working with Diane Sawyer, who snubs you all the time. I've latched onto that forever. What's the best part about the gig so far?
I think the best thing is when I get to travel around the country. Number one, when I used to do stand-up comedy, that was one of the things I liked most about stand-up. I got to travel around the U.S., meet different people.
I went to one. I'll tell you right now, when you were starting that fledgling stand-up comedy career, which you smartly tabled for your weather and TV gig, Was I not one of the? No, you made me laugh.
Yeah.
I was one of the first guys to go see Tony. Remember when you did that gig down in Annapolis?
I certainly did.
And there were what, four people there?
It was in the Holiday Inn or something like that.
And you were up there, and you did a great. You were fantastic. I enjoyed that. And then, but you know, frankly, Tony, you were good, but you're fantastic at the weather. Okay?
I was no Jerry Seinfeld. any of these other guys. Yeah, you're right.
You've done really, really well. And what's the worst thing about the gig?
What's the worst thing about the gig?
Just something that's difficult, something that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot and say that when you have to go out there and have people, like, grabbing you. So, Tony and I think, was it at the Super Bowl where you were coming back and we shared a plane, we sat next to each other on the plane.
Right.
And when we came back, and you understand the power of television when you're hanging around a guy like this.
Right.
Because we got off the plane and all it took was one person. And remember, we were in mid-conversation,
right, that's
and
right.
One person recognizes Tony, and I'm kind of like talking about the kids or something like that, and all of a sudden, 50
right.
people are standing around Tony, and I'm like,
warm.
He's like, hey, I gotta go, okay, yes, great. Ladies and gentlemen, I do a radio show, okay, see you later, Tony, thanks a lot, yeah, fantastic.
Well, but, you know, what's cool is most people are very, very nice. I suppose the thing that is kind of funny sometimes is people, I've been there a year and a half, the guy before me, Spencer Christian, was there for 13 years, and I got this today as I was leaving the building in New York City. Woman walks up to me, says, "Spencer, I love you."
Oh my God! Now, when you really, when I give you permission to hit someone if they call you Al Roker,
well, that has happened too.
You're kidding me?
No.
Are you serious?
You know what they say, all weathermen look alike.
It stands you two together, you look like a semicolon.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just not the same.
Jesus, Al Roker, though. I tell you, man, I know you you TV guys, especially on your level, you have to kind of keep it together. But if somebody called, you know, if I looked like you, I don't know what you're weighing in at now, but I mean, if somebody called me Al Roker, I'd just turn around and go, F you. Forget about it right now. Well, Tony, thanks a lot for calling, and good luck with Good Morning America. Have Diane call us sometime. I'd love to give her the sex quiz.
I will try to get her to do that.
And just Buzz, for history's sake, do you have any vague memory of how Tony was on our show live when he took the sex quiz? Do you remember how he fared?
I did very well.
Did you?
I said I was the most clean-cut person to ever take the sex quiz.
Right. Very, very prudish.
Believe most of my answers.
That's right.
So what do you do?
All right, well, Tony, good luck, and next time we're in New York, we'll get together, okay?
Please do. That'll be great. Good to talk to you guys.
Have
Thanks,
fun
Tony.
In Texas.
Take care. I'll call you from Texas when I'm on the back of the seat.
Great.
Bye, Tony.
Bye-bye.
That's Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
Really a good guy.
He's been a good guy. I've known him for years, and he's just the same as he was at AU, and we had a good time.
Very nice.
And now, without further ado, I think we got to find out what's happening with Mr. Burbank, if we've got those little sounds coming along.
It's that time.
And Buzz Burbank, who is a man who has just celebrated his 85th birthday.
85.
A man who was there.
You've been to Texas, too, haven't you? Have you been to the Texas State Fair?
No, I haven't.
Really?
That's true.
I've
not been to the
Texas,
State Fair.
Right?
I do have friends in Texas.
Sure.
Miles of Texas.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden,
85,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, he did. What did he do?
He made it up.
Of course he did. What's your made-up news tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, round up the posse. We're hunting terrorists.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
But it has to be done.
And we have to do a commercial break.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
But first, this. That's right.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God damn it. The Dawn and Mike Show.
We are back, and tomorrow on the Don and Mike Show, you can win a trip for two to New York City.
New York City?
Hey, God, we haven't done that.
I know. I just had to feel like I had to do it.
Don't miss the long-awaited season finale of Sex and the City this Sunday night at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the sexiest place on TV. Mike is here. Don is not. If you just tuned in, you're coming home from work, I will tell you that I kind of sounded like Diamond in the Morning there. Hey, if you're driving home from work right now, Don has a kidney infection. He's been on the show a few times, feeling much better today. He's got a little bit of time to go on this. He will will be back Monday on the show.
Monday.
And we wish him a speedy recovery with Alicia, his housekeeper. That was just too much fun.
He won't bathe him.
I give Mr. Donnie a bath. So we wish Don a very speedy recovery. And as I mentioned before, we will give a trip to New York City tomorrow. Sorry for everybody about the Highway Love connection. We will try to get to that tomorrow. Also on tomorrow's show, low-budget Jeopardy, a Friday favorite, and the lady with the big boobs from Fox NFL Sunday,
I
right?
think her name is Jillian Big Boobs.
Jillian Big Boobs, that is what they tell me. She will be here on the show tomorrow, and we've got Buzz and News coming up. But first, Buzz, we just have a little business, apparently, to take care of right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tracy.
Tracy, I know you're all woman. I know you're not going to go, hi, Mike.
Oh, no, I was listening to that earlier. That was a little concerning.
Yes, absolutely. How are you, Tracy?
I'm just wonderful, and I'm hitting middle age today, and I just thought it would make my day if I could get spanked.
Oh, Tracy, how old are you, 30?
I'm 30.
30 years young today.
Wow.
That's not middle age. You know, this is the time when I really do miss Don, because I always, it's kind of competitive when we do that. Rob, would you like to do spankings?
I'd love to, but I don't want to use Don's frying pan, and I don't have anything doughy around, so I was wondering if I could bring back an old favorite.
Rob would like to spank you with something. I don't even know what it is, Tracy. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right, will you do me a favor, please?
Yes.
Would you pull your pants down?
Okay. Right. Hang on a second.
Okay. I see panties there. We need those to get down to. Please.
Okay.
All right. Is your bottom bare?
It is.
Are you leaning over a hard wooden chair?
I am.
All right. Rob will give you the first 15. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right, Tracy. I have an ice pick.
All right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's hear you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right. How was that, Tracy?
That was great.
Are you ready for
it
the...
It's a little harder.
Well, you're going to get the Tahitian War Clubs right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Tracy. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Let me hear it, baby. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. How was that for you?
Oh, that was just great.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Buzz, what do you got for us?
And this is ugly stuff, but we've got to talk about it. It's important and it's a little scary.
This sucks is what this does.
Well, there's more here than you may even know about. President Clinton says the U.S. will find out who was responsible and hold them accountable for today's attack on an American warship in Yemen. A small boat pulled up alongside the USS Cole while it was refueling in a port. Then there was an explosion that killed at least 5 American sailors, injured 36 others, and left a dozen missing.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that. Is there any, because I heard that earlier in the day, the dozen missing.
Right.
Is there any news on that right now? I mean, when they say missing, does that mean they're like in the water or something?
I don't know. They're missing. That's what missing
means.
Which means
they're probably dead, right?
We don't know.
Okay.
You would tend to think that, but we'd like to think the best until we know otherwise.
Okay. All right.
President Clinton blames terrorists for what he calls a despicable and cowardly act, and he's put our military on alert.
Do I make you horny?
No, that's not.
Did you think, Buzz? You had a look at it. I thought we wouldn't do that.
I thought because the seriousness.
No, Buzz. I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
But now we do have President.
And then the President said,
"Here we go."
Rob, this is William Hayes.
That's not him.
Rob.
No, really, really, this is what the...
Buzz was hoping for some seriousness. He knows
right.
He's not going to get... We have to hold down the fort here,
Buzz. I understand that.
Ladies and gentlemen, is this the President, Rob?
President of the United States.
Our military forces and our embassies in the region have been on heightened state of alert for some time now. I have ordered our ships in the region to pull out of port and our land forces to increase their security.
Buzz, as I always say, if you don't laugh, you cry.
That's true.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Meanwhile, down in Ecuador, men with guns hijacked a helicopter today. 10 people on the helicopter, 6 of them Americans. A guerrilla group claims responsibility. The group says it's retaliating against anti-narcotics efforts in Colombia that are backed by more than $1 billion from the U.S. government.
What the hell's wrong with the world, Buzz?
Oh, it's tense today, Mike. Last September...
That sounded funny.
The world situation is desperate. As usual.
Yes, of course.
Another armed group seized oil field workers in Ecuador last September, holding them captive for more than 3 months, and those kidnappers were never identified.
Bastards.
Now, President Clinton's been working the phones today trying to defuse the growing tension in the Middle East. It can't be easy. The fighting and the killing escalated there again today. 3 Israeli soldiers were beaten to death by a mob of Palestinians. Israel then fired rockets into the headquarters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat.
Yeah, nobody knows about easing tension more than than our president.
That's true.
This evening, Israeli officials are saying the U.S. has to choose sides in this. The U.N. Secretary General is telling both sides to stop and think about what they're doing.
We have tape of the president easing his own tension right now.
The White House...
Listen carefully. You hear that, Buzz?
I do.
Buzz wants me to be serious. I'm sorry. I am very sorry. I will try
harder. No, that's okay.
Harder.
No, it's perfectly all right.
Different moods in these two studios.
We can't. That's why, we've been doing this goofy stuff all day.
That's right.
All right, Buzz. The White House says the president knows this crisis in the Middle East can quickly escalate into something more serious.
Well, it's obvious to me that the world's gone completely mad.
Today it has.
Yeah. And everything will be right once Don gets back here into the studio where he belongs.
I think that's it.
That's what it is.
We took a hit on the stock market today.
No, tell me about it.
Concerns about the trouble in the Middle East sent the Dow down 380 points. Fifth biggest one-day drop in history. NASDAQ finished at its lowest point of the year, down 95 points. The Middle East figures in this way. Fighting could mean no oil. No oil would mean inflation. And the I word makes stock players very, very nervous.
Oh!
And then came word that Home Depot's profits won't be what investors expected. That had something to do.
With the little orange smocks?
Yes.
And they're not making money?
Not as much as...
Oh, there were a ton of people there Saturday.
I know, there always are. But
Jesus, my wife's there every other day.
Sure. They're not making as much as they hoped and expected and told everyone they were going to make, and that has Wall Street very nervous.
Home Depot.
Quoting one analyst, this is all we didn't need.
The Home Depot.
That's a good store, too.
That's a restaurant, Rob.
Oh. Buzz, we have to take a break.
All right.
And we'll come back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show from the creators of Martsky in the Middle. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I want to remind everybody that Buzz and I and also Lisa, we will all be at WJFK, WashingtonPost.com, Cars.com, Choice for Big Boys event. That is this Saturday at the Capitol Expo Center in Chantilly. The event will be held from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come see us in the Old Virginia Tobacco Company Cigar Lounge from 1 till 2 p.m. They have bunnies there, too, Buzz.
That's great.
You'll be in the grotto.
I'll have to get out of there quickly, but with your open marriage, you'll be able to maybe linger and bed one of the bunnies.
Okay, hang.
Very good.
Sure.
You got news for us?
I do.
Good.
Debate coaches again gave the win to Al Gore in last night's debate, but public opinion polls paint George W. Bush as the clear winner.
I have no opinion. I'm undecided.
Because I want to get on the TV.
That'll do it.
I do not have an opinion, and it's an opinion.
Opinion?
So I will wish to be on the TV. A friend of mine told me that if I do not have an opinion, mm-hmm. I would be on TV.
That's how it works.
Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this just in.
All right, I want to do this right this time. I didn't do it. Let me see.
All right, do we have the sponsor card around here?
It should be in front of you.
All right, hold on. All right. Oh, I might lose it.
No, do it.
All right, now I got it.
It just...
All right, hold on.
Here we go. First.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Ready?
Good Lord.
Wow.
For the best cigar site on the planet... Egars.com.
That's all I'm going to say, Buzz. Go ahead.
Al Gore was criticized, of course, after the first debate for being too arrogant, and he was perhaps a little too timid last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bush was more relaxed and confident last night, and winning this debate could help him break out of the neck-and-neck race with Gore.
I do not know. I am undecided.
To a clear-cut lead.
Maybe you should vote for Jim Lehrer.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, I like his eyes. He's got
eyes there. They're like cold.
Cold eyes, dead eyes.
Those eyes.
And the eyes rolled back white.
His eyes looked weird to me.
Very beady.
They appear to look at both candidates at the same time.
Absolutely.
Those eyes.
How is it that three...
Coast like that, swallow your whole.
Coast like that, swallow your whole.
Those eyes.
Jim Lehrer bites into your eyes, rolled back white.
A PBS guy.
Sometimes he go away. Sometimes he doesn't go away.
But I'll catch him.
And I'll kill him.
Pretend.
Okay.
From Jaws, ladies and gentlemen.
How is it that three men with no experience in the oil business wound up controlling 9 million barrels of the oil that the president just released from our reserve supply? I get it now.
The oil is all mine.
Charlie. Now, go ahead, Buzz.
Two congressional committees are looking into this very question.
Ooh.
They're also looking into why the contracts these men have to distribute the oil don't prevent them from selling the oil overseas.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Hello, Sheik. Here's your oil.
One of the men lives with his mom in Harlem.
Yep. Harlem.
According to the New York Post, the other two are in Colorado and Florida.
Great to be there, too.
They represent three of the 11 companies that got control of that just-released oil.
Send 10 barrels to
to the Sultan of Brunei. Thank you. Uh-huh.
The same bitchly cow corn that made its way into your grocer's Taco Bell taco shells has turned up in the store brand at Safeway.
Oh, my God.
Safeway's now pulled the shells from its shelves because they, too, are made from corn not fit for human consumption.
Yeah, that was a tough one there. Did you say pull the shells from its shelves?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
The corn is biologically engineered, just like my tongue, for farm animals and can cause allergic reactions in humans.
Oh, they're overreacting.
What's that, Rob?
They're overreacting. I've never felt better.
I know. It's a little tingle. It's just a little itchy feeling in your tongue, and then later on that day, you can't feel your toes.
Some people like that feeling.
Daddy.
And then you grow like a whole thing of wool on your back.
Gorgeous.
Well, winter's coming.
Daddy.
Your smile isn't the only thing they love to see at this McDonald's in Zanesville, Ohio. The manager of a Mickey D's has admitted strip searching two of his teenaged female employees.
Oh, God.
He says he was...
I should not laugh at
no,
that.
No, of course not.
It's horrible thing.
He says he was looking for some missing money.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you?
Manager Head.
Would you like the McDLT strip search? There you go. My name is Manager Head.
And second window, pull right through.
Thank you very much. Just come around here. You want fries with that?
The manager says he thought, following orders from someone on the phone he thought was a police detective.
Is there an outside shot that you could check out one of my triple thick shakes?
Oh, and, Sheriff.
Yes, I have my special sauce.
The 35-year-old manager strip searched the 18 and 19-year-old women because of instructions he'd gotten over the phone.
Oh, you're so pretty.
The women.
You're pretty. You're my pretty little window girl.
The women say the manager touched them inappropriately while they were undressed.
I'm sorry. I can't control myself.
He says he was just helping them take off their shoes.
Oh, man, this is great. You want one of those salad shaker things? There you go. I'm Sheriff Head.
You can imagine how upset the parents are in Adrian, Missouri, after hearing that their fourth grade children were strip searched at school.
Now I'm not laughing.
It was the principal's idea after a war medal that was brought in for show and tell came up missing. In the restrooms, the boys were told to strip to their underwear in front of the principal and a coach, while the girls were patted down by a female teacher. The medal was later found on a classroom floor.
Oh, way to go, Dean Wormer.
Well done.
The principal then apologized to the students and brought them soft drinks.
Strip search him. That's the way you pay him back. You strip search the principal.
That's
in
right.
In front of everybody.
He brought them soft drinks.
Or you give them to the parents and have them do the full body cavity search.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. There's your medal. Get out the tongue depressors.
Oh! Parents in the ACLU are less than satisfied with that explanation. They want an apology, too, and a new policy on searches.
Bastards. I'm trying to say that as many times as I can during the news today.
Bastards. There are a lot of those in the news.
That's for sure.
Bastards in the news.
Bastards in the news.
Officials in Germany are asking the Jews to stick around. In fact, German lawmakers are pleading with Jews not to leave the country in spite of the vandalism against synagogues and the growing neo-Nazi movement there.
Calm down, Rob. Go ahead, bud.
Some 85,000 Jews.
See, I know what he does here. I never get a chance to tell him. It's just trouble over here.
He's trouble.
He's trouble when he does this.
You think?
Yeah, he's trouble.
I set him up, you knock him down.
Yeah, there you go. I'm on to you, Burbank.
Some 85,000 Jews live in Germany, many of them recent immigrants from the former Soviet Union.
Hi.
She's one of Klemper, and I urge all of you to stay just a little bit longer. Please stay. Yes, I miss Don now because I'd like to hear Major Hochstetter. Would you do a Major Hochstetter, Rob?
I think it would be good if all the Jews stayed in Germany.
Thank you, Major Hochstetter. Very good. Yes, Buzz.
You can see or hear just about anything on the Internet now, including murder. A North Carolina woman chatting with her friends on an internet voice hookup was shot to death allegedly by her ex-husband. The woman's friends heard the three gunshots on their computers after she told them her ex... Her ex was breaking into her mobile home at the time.
I don't get you. You get off this thing right now. I'm going to put one right in between your eyes.
The ex says...
All you do is log on all the... Hey, go! That'll be enough of that there. Okay. Now, you start frying them eggs.
Are you tired of eating them?
I'm tired of those slimy, sloppy eggs.
Do we still have that guy? Do we have that tape?
Somewhere. All right, these tapes.
Okay, go ahead.
In the meantime, I'll say the ex says he's innocent, but the woman's chat buddies say they heard her scream, "It's my ex-husband, and he has a gun."
Oh, well, there you go. But she's dead?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, but they got that, and so he probably is going to go to jail because she ratted him out before he shot her.
There seems to be some pretty clear evidence.
We have a tape of the ex-husband.
The guy?
Yeah, right.
Excellent.
Here he is.
Not Tuck the Butcher now. I can hold up her name.
Yeah.
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow,
you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
George W. Bush.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm kidding. I had to get one in there. We have to take a break, Buzz.
All right.
We'll come back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious.
Get on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, TV's Leah Remini getting set for Don's trip out there next Friday.
Right.
We'll give away a trip to New York City. Jillian Barberi from Fox NFL Sunday. She's related to the weather. Very hot.
She
will be on the show, and, of course, Low Budget Jeopardy. All that tomorrow on the show, but right now it's time for more news with Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he'd like to push all the city's sex-related businesses into the ocean. The mayor said that in response to a reporter's question about a new bill that would keep sex-related businesses from opening within a mile of any residence, school, playground, daycare center, or place of worship.
He's cleaned up New York City, but come on, chill out, Rudy.
Yeah, exactly.
This proposal would pretty much close them all.
Really?
The current law in New York keeps those businesses just 500 feet away from those places.
We've never experienced any of those places going up to New York City, so we wouldn't know about that.
That's right.
They must be far away from where we broadcast.
We basically go to restaurants and then all basically get in bed together.
Mm-hmm.
One big round bed with a red velvet company
and a lion in there. Right. Absolutely.
The new bill was proposed by a city assemblyman who says that once the sex shops were driven out of Times Square, they turned up in his district in Brooklyn. The mayor says he doesn't think the new bill will pass, but he says sexually oriented businesses, and I quote, ruin the neighborhoods they're in.
Oh, please.
Hey, if you were one of the people wondering how long Jennifer Lopez would stand by her Puff Daddy, here's your answer. A British tabloid reports that the couple has split, and that report has been confirmed by Puffy's office in New York. The tabloid says Lopez caught him talking to other women on the phone and that the talk was explicit enough to confirm her suspicions of infidelity.
She is out of there.
That's apparently where Lopez draws the line. She stuck by him after he was hit with gun charges last year.
She's carrying her own guns, too, isn't she?
Thomas Wesson is a Republican candidate for county constable in Dallas. Well, he was born Thomas Wesson. Earlier this year, he changed his name to Tomas Eduardo Wesson, even though he's not the least bit Hispanic. But he says he didn't do that to deceive Hispanic voters who make up one of the biggest voting blocks in the area. Wesson's opponent isn't buying that, and he's filed a complaint.
That's what Rob did. He was Roberto Stowale.
That's right.
Yeah, but we said, hey, stop this crazy charade and go back to your given name of Robert Wadham Spiewak.
I'm back to catering to the Polish.
There you go.
Vote for me!
Well, after all the bitterness, it's interesting to see a show produced by David Letterman turn up on NBC.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
The show's called Ed, and it did very well in the ratings its first week out. It made me wonder how Jay Leno must feel seeing Letterman's worldwide cancelo go on his network. And
yeah,
I'll tell you more about
phone
that.
Call, Buzz.
Yes, you probably ought to get that.
Let's see who's on the line here.
The phone is ringing.
Let's see who's calling us right now.
Yeah.
On the third ring, it usually picks up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman.
Oh, good.
I've got an important bulletin for you.
Really?
I'm quitting my TV show.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
Oh, stop it.
Stop
it, Dave.
So I was wondering how Jay Leno must feel seeing Letterman's worldwide pants logo on his network, and there's no reason to wonder anymore. Now comes word that Jay Leno made a personal pitch to the head of CBS television last week.
Hello, it's Dave Letterman. It's my personal pitch.
So this is This is Leno making a personal pitch.
I'm sorry.
Of programming at CBS.
Oh, well, this is Jay Leno making my personal pitch to Les Moonves.
There you go. Exactly.
Hi, Les. Jay Leno.
Jay wants to put a show from his loins on CBS. And so today comes word that CBS has accepted that offer. It's a sitcom about a Latino who opens an internet car dealership.
Oh, is Jay Leno going to play the Latino that opens the car dealership?
No, he's simply going to produce the show.
Chico, get discouraged.
Now Letterman will have a show on Leno's network, and Leno will have a show on Letterman's network.
Oh, man, and they hate each other.
America needed another sitcom about cars.
They're running that late shift. The late shift.
It's been on HBO continuously for 4 years.
Kathy Bates as Helen Cushing.
Great.
It's just worth it to watch her.
Right.
But that guy... guy that does Leno with the too much makeup.
No. Yeah.
And I don't know who the actor is.
You know what? I found out another role he did. He was on, like, the last season. He was Matlock's Boy Friday.
Oh,
he was on the show Matlock.
Well, I certainly remember him then.
Well, I mean, that's the caliber of actor he is. He landed on his feet on Matlock.
Do you watch Matlock, Rob?
Mike, sometimes I do. I used to be a bigger fan of Matlock, but I'm not as much anymore.
That's frightening.
You know, it aired on all three networks. One of the few shows to do that.
All right. Now,
thank you.
Very clever voice. Science marches on. Doctors in South Africa say they're testing a tampon that can detect sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, and it's a talking tampon, isn't it?
Really?
It actually doesn't have, it doesn't make a sound like when you go down there and you just, you put it in there and it's like, no! No! Disease! Disease! Warning! Crest! Crest!
No, actually, it is a talking, we have a tape of it.
Oh, yeah, really? This is the sound it makes actually.
Welcome to my world.
And then the tampon invites you to come on in.
This is if you pass the test.
Sure, man.
All right, bud. They say it's more accurate than the swab method doctors now use, and they say it detects the most common STDs, including gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Oh.
The doctors believe even more women can be tested this way without the embarrassment of having to ask a doctor.
Give us one more, Buzzy.
Floridians can now drive as fast as they want.
Good.
The state's asking highway patrolmen there to cut back on their patrolling and their mileage in general.
They want to do that with those talking tampons, though.
The reason? High gas prices, of course.
Yes.
The troopers will still answer calls, but they're being asked to turn off their engines, which means no air conditioner, while they're doing their paperwork. And although there will still be speed limits and speeding tickets, they've also been asked to cut back on routine patrols.
Yeah, and they go by, you
All right, thank you very much, Buzz Burbank.
You bet. Let's get to the phones in a second. We're going to take caller 100 right now for a fabulous prize. And remember, be assertive,
please.
It's extremely important to be assertive at this juncture of the program, and we urge you to do so. We will be back with sports and a chance for you to win right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Judge Judy, there's a great story in the tabloids about Judge Judy, speaking of that, and maybe we'll get to that tomorrow, but
dead
we got to get out of here.
That's
dead sexy. Oh, Judge Judy, get in my belly.
Oh, my.
All right, Buzzy, what do you got?
In sports, game two of the National League Championship Series is tonight in St. Louis. That's where the Mets opened with a 6-2 win last night. The Mets have beaten the Cards 7 out of 10 games this season. It's a day off for the American League Series, game 3 out of 7 tomorrow night in Seattle. That series with the Yankees is tied at 1-1.
Yeah, and the crossword puzzle finals are also occurring right now. Lisa is actually in the lead, and we're hoping that she goes to the end of the year, and she might win the big title.
Go, Lisa.
Yeah, she's just started, and she's doing very well.
Hope there are a lot of wrestling questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Edge.
Vinny Testaverde says he should be able to play Sunday, even though he's listed as questionable.
Good for you, Vincent.
Vinny and the Jets face New England this weekend if the coach goes along. And the coach says he won't say until just before the game.
Mm-hmm.
A federal jury has ruled that Duke University illegally cut a female place kicker from the football team simply because she's a woman. The jury awarded Heather Sue Mercer $2 million in punitive damages.
You're not welcome at Duke.
Finally, in Birmingham, Alabama, there's a Baptist-affiliated college known as Samford, and the new student directory is
Samford?
No, no, not Samford, not Stanford, but Samford.
Samford.
Samford. Lamont.
Samford, yeah.
Oh, this is a big one. I'll tell you, easy. Is that not working at Samford?
Well, the new student directory's out there, and people are talking about it because of the mosaic of nude women and sex acts that adorn the cover of the student directory.
Yeah! Welcome to Samford University.
Thank you. The pictures are tiny and blurry, but there's no question what they are.
Mm-hmm.
The student who designed the cover says he didn't do it on purpose.
Of course he didn't.
Says he didn't know what was in those pictures.
Don't persecute the young man.
He says he's personally opposed to pornography and its effect on society.
Amen.
Yeah, well, the
amen.
The school doesn't believe him either. The dean of students says the guy will be disciplined, but he says the directory won't be recalled or replaced.
Really?
As one student at the Baptist school puts it, they won't let us have MTV, but we've got porn on the directory.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank. No. Oh, yes, we do. It's funny when I talk to myself.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't feel quite right. No.
Yes.
We got to get out of here, but before we do,
get right to the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
This is Captain Smith. I am the 100th caller.
Yeah, there you are, Captain Smith. You are caller number 100. Where are you calling from, Captain?
Wichita, Kansas.
All right, I got a lot of stuff for you. You ready?
I'm ready, baby. Anytime you got, hey, Mike, get better.
Okay, that's Don. Don,
get better.
Get
Mike, you get better, too.
That's right. Never going to happen.
And Buzz, I hope you're feeling
thank
better.
You, yes.
You have won a Tyson versus Galata t-shirt courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, and District Cablevision. Tyson versus Galata is in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Call now to order this pay-per-view event. You have also won a Fugitive Friday prize pack, including a Survivor hat, a Late Night with David Letterman t-shirt, the Fugitive fanny pack, and a Bette Midler CD sampler, courtesy of CBS Television. Don't miss the Fugitive Friday night at 8 p.m. on CBS. That stars Tim Daly. Okay, Captain?
That's Kevin.
Oh, I thought you said Kevin. I mean, Captain.
Well, you can call me Captain, too, but that's Kevin. That's cool, man.
I guess it was lost in the translation.
Hey, Mike.
What?
You've done a great show the last 2 days. Without Mike being gone, congratulations to you, sir.
Hey, Kevin?
Yes.
And I mean this with absolutely no disrespect whatsoever. You haven't been drinking, have you?
Well, by the way, yes.
Okay. Yeah, just a little. Mike. Knock yourself out, okay, Kevin?
I am the husband in Wichita.
Hey, fantastic.
Kevin?
Oh, no.
You've done a great job.
You've done a great job, too, Kevin.
Well, thank you.
Hold on, okay?
You bet.
Okay. Oh, God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks to...
I will hold two beers.
Yes, Captain Kevin. Tomorrow on the show, as I mentioned before, Leah Remini will give away a trip to New York City.
Right.
Jillian, is it Gillian? It's not like Gillian on the...
Jillian Barbieri.
Jillian Barbieri and Low Budget Jeopardy, all on tomorrow's show. Don Geronimo, get well soon.
Yeah, get well.
Called us a bunch of times. I hope that happens again tomorrow because he is on the road to recovery. Thanks in large part to his Latin housekeeper, Alicia, who, of course, tried to give him a bath and then he refused.
Sponge bath, for you, lady.
So that's it. We got to get out of here, right, Rob?
Yeah, we do. Let's go home.
Let's do it. And I'm going to try to throw something in Rob's mouth as he runs the board, which is hard to do. Are you ready?
I'll try and
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Rob.
Mike, you've done good.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yes, go. Mary Tyler Moore.
Just like Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
I hit the light.
That's a bonk.
I'm sorry.
No, it's minus a half for both of us. We'll roll over till tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long.
So long.
So we meet again. Another day to share this thing. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.